Hello, this is Tataka Bricka, local station manager of the LSB board, KPFK Pacifica. We're going to call the roll right now. Pardon me?
Point of order, sorry, Tataka. You just announced that you're the station manager.
Oh, very good.
Wake up.
Chair, ward chair. Man,
sorry.
I didn't get much sleep last night. So I am the chair of the local station board. And it is 10:36 a.m. Pacific time. So, Secretary Leslie, could you call the roll, please?
Oh, unmute button wasn't working. Okay, yes. Rodrigo Argueta Vargas. Is Rodrigo here? Christina Avalos.
Here.
Thank you. Doug Barnett. Doug Barnett. Mike Bressler. Mike Bressler. Tatanka Bricka.
Presente.
Thank you. Rachel Brunke.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Sue Cohen Johnson. Sue, are you here?
I think she's trying to unmute.
Mm-hmm. I will come back. John Cromshow. John Cromshow. Thank you, Sue. Yep, gotcha. Jan Goodman.
This is Sue.
Yes, Sue, I have you. Thank you. Jan Goodman. Nikki Hahn.
Here.
Thank you. Michael Heiss.
I'm here.
Thank you. Evelia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Oye Oyoyipo. Oye, are you here? Robert Payne. Robert Payne. I think you're here, but I'm going to come back in a second. Nancy Perlman.
I'm here.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Robert's letting me know. Thank you. Bye.
Hold on one second. Myla Reason.
I'm here. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa. Oscar. Harvey Wasserman. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Here.
Yep, got it. Carlos Zavala. Carlos?
Here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to go back to the people that I didn't hear from very quickly. Rodrigo.
Robert Payne's trying to get in on the telephone and has tried many times and can't. He just called me.
Okay.
But he's trying to get on and be part. So
noted. I see his icon on the Zoom screen. Thank you.
Okay.
Rodrigo Argueta Vargas, last call. Doug Barnett. Mike Bressler. John Cromshow.
I can see on my phone Cromshow has been trying to call. Please send link.
It's on the agenda.
Yeah, I know. Could you send that later?
yes.
Yeah, or someone.
Yeah, maybe somebody can do it while I'm doing this. Jan Goodman?
I'll send Crumshaw the link.
Jan? Let's see. Oye Oyeyipo? Oscar Ulloa?
I think I've been skipped.
Oh, you sure were. Oh, my gosh. Apologies for that, and thank you for letting me know.
It's all right.
Okay. I've got my names out of alphabetical order. I think that's what happened.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. All right.
I think you skipped someone else as well.
And that was?
Okay, this is Stephen Meeks, and I have my hand raised. I'm not sure who's monitoring the screen. I did not want to speak without raising my hand, but I'm present. I didn't hear my name called.
Thank you. All right. I think that's everyone.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Okay.
Veronica, did you call Veronica?
Can discuss this at another time, because last time I was told to the people who were holding, such as Stephen Meeks and Michael Novick, were not to be included in the roll call because they were going to be speaking later. So have we changed that?
Did you call Veronica? I didn't hear it if you did.
Just one moment.
And Veronica Becerra?
Jan Goodman, thank you. Veronica Becerra.
This is Michael Lovey. I think it is customary to call the interim general manager the general manager because I am an ex officio non-voting member. I know it counts towards the quorum, but I think
we have a quorum.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think it's good. The treasurer is different. Treasurer is a non-member, could be a non-member, but I am a member of the body, just not voting. Thanks.
Okay. Shall I include Mr. Novick then in the roll call or not? Mr. Meeks,
yes.
Not included.
Yes. Yes. After you call the board members, it's customary to also, you know, the treasurer and the interim general manager are both ex officio members of the board.
And I think that also the secretary is.
That's correct.
Well, I'm here.
Actually, that's not the case. The treasurer and the secretary can be non-members.
They're non-members, but they're ex officio members because they're officers.
I don't think we need them anyway. Let's get the total count here.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Sixteen with the one unconfirmed of Mr. Crumshaw. I don't know if he was able to get the link and access the Zoom.
Okay, so we do have quorum. So the excused absences, you want to take those or announce those that have contacted you?
Yeah, I'm only aware of one. Vic Jarami, he's excused, requested an excused absence. That's the only person that I have heard about.
Okay.
Unless Ariana was able to join us, I think she's still in rehabilitation. Ariana Gladney.
Oh, right. Yeah. And she wasn't called either, if we think of it. I move to excuse the absences of Vic Jarami and Ariana Gladney.
John Crumshaw present.
Thank you.
Does anyone second?
Yeah, I'll second, Harvey.
Tatanka, it's been moved and seconded that the absences of Ariana Gladney and Vic Jarami are excused.
Vic Jarami and who else?
Ariana Gladney.
Ariana Gladney, okay.
All right. Who is not called either.
All right. Those are the two excused absences, Vic Jarami and Ariana Gladney. So Let's see.
Are there any objections?
No, any objections to that at all? Okay, those are the excused absences. The meeting is now called to order because we do have quorum. It is now 10:46 a.m. Pacific time. Acknowledgement of timekeeper. Thank you, Michael Heiss, for showing up and doing duty. I have a few comments to start off. And I'm going to keep this as brief as possible because we need to shave some time off this or it'll be more than a three-hour meeting. So welcome to all KPFK LSB members and other listeners. My name is Tatanka Bricka. I'm the LSB board chair for 2024 and 2025. I don't intend to use the 10 minutes, but maybe let me know when it's five, Michael. We're in our ninth month of working together to realize the mission of KPFK Pacifica. I know we're all readers, and I urge us all, even though we hear it every month, for who knows how long on our journey, to read the mission statement occasionally and to listen attentively as it's read each morning. We have a long way to go to fulfill our mission. I also urge board members not to simply listen to those speaking, but to read what they've written in their monthly or annual reports. For example, I hope you will not simply pay attention to our interim station manager, Michael Novick, during his 5 minutes of speaking and another 10 minutes of answering our questions. His monthly report, which we all received by email yesterday, is full of information necessary for us to hear and act upon if we're going to fulfill our governance mission, particularly under the area of governance, which he separates out, which is our purview. It's also true for our proposed 2025 KPFK budget, which we've each had in our hands for over 2 months now. And after hearing our Pacific Executive Director, Stephanie Wells, go over any additions or revisions, I hope we will all direct any questions to her so we may vigorously approve our budget for next year. This is our station budget, and not have our energy dissipated by not questioning anything that seems fuzzy. And this goes for everyone who has taken time to prepare reports for us to read, to actually read them and not think that just their shortened statement of what they said is all that has transpired. I want to say that listening to you all between meetings, there is a recognition that we've been able to improve on our civilized debate, for the most part, refraining from any disparaging personal remarks, speaking to the underlying issues, refraining from ad hominem attacks. And this is all important, and the reason why Appendix 5 shows up at the bottom of our agenda, not because there's a motion this meeting that requires it, but because we must continually to stay vigilant to our goal of vigorous debate on the issues while maintaining respect for each other and the time limits we've agreed upon, and to honor the decisions that we made together that are allowing these positive changes to happen. I don't have to say to anybody in this room, the times that we're living in are most challenging, and that we've all incarnated at this particular time, we have an opportunity where the practice of realizing Pacifica's mission has led Pacifica Radio to play for over three quarters of a century the most important role in the dissemination of what we now call the people's history of the United States. And from its founding in 1949 in Berkeley with the first station KPFA to the present day, we have given voice to the voiceless, champions of social justice, democracy, and the protection of our constitutional rights. So we're all in a national election cycle, as well as our own local board election cycle. And these issues of the protection of the vote, the peaceful transfer of power, systemic racism, systemic violence. We are a nonprofit. I'm not making a statement about the elections. I'm making about the issues that will lead us to make choices in the elections. The systemic violence, both domestically and internationally, rejection of sexism and sexism institutionalized, classism and classism institutionalized. These issues crystallize in specific choice. This is for us. And we all recognize that now, in these times, it does not stop on election day, but continues straight through to make sure it's certified and that we actually have peaceful transfer of power. I only state that obvious this morning to remind us, as our LSB members, of our opportunity and obligation to set the best example for incoming board members less than 4 months and now, after our local station boards have been, victors have been verified. So we continue to aim to be that gathering that has the attractive power to bring in positive change makers willing to volunteer to help us achieve our mission. There are seeds to come in the leadership of each of our committees, the people that have taken the responsibility for those committees. We have very capable people and perhaps one or two others. It takes more than just a couple people to accomplish our mission. But a small group of deeply committed people willing to do the committee work in between these business meetings, that's where the change happens, and that's where we have to dig down deep. So I'm doubling down on the request for each of us. I know we are all pressed for time to find the commitment of your valuable volunteer time to devote, each according to our ability, to one or more of these committees, and to invite people who are local listeners who aren't board members to assist in this effort. So we need to manifest 2 community listening forums before the end of the year. We need to enhance fundraising and the oversight of programming to continue to bring top quality program to our listening audience. We need to continue to bring in representation for our community into our committee of inclusion work so that we reflect our diverse community. And whatever changes need to be made to improve these things, we're open to motions that improve our chances of really doing our job. I'm grateful also to changes that Michael made to ensure that Vic Jerami's show, The Blunt Post, was reinstated in a good way. And I just got a note from him about, you know, perhaps posting his board report as an appendix, which I think is a good idea. Don't know where to draw the line. There's a lot of reports because you send yours out and everyone else does too. But I think it's good to bring the attention. We may have a long appendix, okay? To be sure to read the details about Vic's show and other things that are in the report that he won't have time to talk about today. So let's continue to be vigilant about our mutual respect and up the ante on our volunteer commitment and make the changes and do the organizing that will bring in leaders in our community, whether they're single individuals or leaders of nonprofits or unions or whatever. We need to be listening to those people. We need to kind of establish the motto of when our community speaks, KPFK listens. So let's envision these 3+ months of 2024 as a springboard for a most powerful APFK renaissance in all the areas that we're working. Thank you. How much time was that, Michael?
Sorry about that. Missed. 8 minutes. Perfect.
All right. I only cut off 2. Okay. All right.
Mr. Secretary.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Oscar. You are, to be recognized as present, please.
I can't even, pardon me, who is this?
Oscar Ulloa.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Be recognized as present. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, presente. We got you, Oscar. Gracias.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. You got me.
We are Mike in Bressler. Our agenda now, Oscar. So
that was Mike Bressler and Rodrigo are both asking to be recognized.
As present.
Let's hold back until after our acknowledgments here, okay? I'll get to you right after we go through the opening business. Land back acknowledgement and comportment, Avelia?
Yes. The Land Back Manifesto. It is a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just. where we reclaim stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move towards liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It is a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. Thank you.
Thank you, Avelia. Pacifica mission statement. Leslie, our secretary has volunteered to read this. Can you put it up on the, or do you probably have it, Leslie? You can read it.
I do.
You want me?
Excuse me?
To read it?
I'm sorry.
You want me to read?
No, we've got Leslie is going to read it this time. Thank you so much.
The Pacifica Foundation mission statement. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject to their operation, in their operation, to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Thank you, Leslie. Okay, we're going to the agenda, the approval of the agenda. Would you please read that, either Nikki or Leslie? Read the agenda for radio listeners that don't have it in front of them.
Hi, this is Nikki. I can do that.
Thank you, Nikki.
So we have first the opening business, 35 minutes. Then we have the Pacifica Executive Director budget report. 15 minutes, followed by a Q&A for LSB members, 15 minutes. The revisit of prior deferred motion, the fiscal year 2025 KPFK station budget, 10 minutes, discussion for 10 minutes, and vote for 5 minutes. We have the IGM report for 5 minutes, followed by a Q&A for LSB members. And then we have a public comment for 15 minutes, followed by the LSB committee reports for 15 minutes, the Pacifical National Board report for 5 minutes, public comment for 15 minutes. Sorry, this is a long one today. Then we have the LSB presentation, discussion, and vote regarding proposed motions for 15 minutes. We're going to have LSB member community announcements for 5 minutes and time certain to adjourn 1:15 p.m.
Okay, thank you. That 1:15 p.m., I probably should amend that to 1:30 given the time segments. If we really keep to our agenda, we can do that, but we'll have to shave time off each thing. And so I will say that. And right now I'm a little torn about comments coming in because you know, my phone is open, my email is open to people, and we have an agenda. That is a business meeting. We have an agenda. So go ahead, take 60 seconds.
Well, to talk, I think people just wanted to make note that they're present and when they.
Oh, great. Terrific. Okay. Terrific. Thank you. I thought it was to make a comment. So we've got both of you. Thank you so much for.
They have to say something for the recording. People who missed the roll call, they need to have their names called and they need to say present.
Okay. So they need to do that now?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So it wasn't done.
Rodrigo Argueta Vargas.
Thank you, Rodrigo.
Okay, listen, we also
have
you know the right to say something if we want.
We have an agenda here.
we are board and we must be allowed to say something when we need to say it. That's part of being part of the localization board. You don't own the localization board, my friend.
I don't own it. I just do the will of this board members here.
You talk like whatever time you want it to take, right? So is it fair that you, because now you're the chair, you decide how much?
Do you want to take 60 seconds? Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Okay, right? Go ahead. But
first of all, I would like to say that you have no right to stop it any member of the local station board of saying, you know, as we please, what we have to say.
This is part of your 60 seconds. Okay.
Well, yeah, but it's 90 seconds. That's according to the bylaws. That's according to what we have, you know, approved. Not 60 seconds. Same thing. You're deciding something that's not pertaining to you. It's 90 seconds. That's what it is. Right. You know, and it was sent to you and it was sent to everyone. That's 90 seconds. Right. So secondly, I would just like to say something that really bothers me because I hear people like you talking about all these inclusions and all this stuff. And you don't even take our community. La gente que habla español, you don't take it in account, right? You don't take in account the people who speak Spanish. How are you talking about inclusion? The inclusion committee is not even meeting. You know, you talk about like, you know, being in harmony with Mother Earth and everything. And with indigenous people, do you allow indigenous communities to come in to the local station board? And you don't allow, you know, la gente que habla español estar aquí? No, you sound like the PRI in Mexico, man. Very demagogic, very just talking because you got to talk, right? So I want to say, because I want to express it from my heart, right? So if we are part of the local station board, we have to bring actions. Bring money, do something for our radio station. All I hear right here is good talking about inclusions, about like.
I think that's your time, Rodrigo.
That's fine. So I wanted to say that, you know, I think it's very, demagogic, you know, the way you guys talk. You know? I want to say that. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodrigo. And I extend again an invitation on the Spanish speaking Please contact Avalia. Please come up with a solution for the translation. We've been through this before. It's up to you if you can put a put a proposal together and a motion. I don't think you'll have any objection here if we can get it done with a budget. Thank you. Okay, next we have approval of the agenda. Do we actually approve that? Do I hear any objections to the agenda approval as stated? No objections. The agenda is approved as read. Now we have the approval of the minutes, which were sent out. The minutes were sent to everyone. Do I hear any objection to the approval of the minutes of the last board meeting? Okay, minutes approved as sent out. Thank you. We are now at Pacifica Executive Director Budget Report. Stephanie Wells and Stephen Meeks are sitting. Stephanie will have 15 minutes to give any update on the budget, which she went over in depth over 2 months ago, and we all have. And then 15 minutes for Q&A of members with a 60-second maximum per member. And then that's the next thing on the agenda. So welcome, Stephanie. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you. Taking in the comments that the LSB had made when we went over this in great depth prior is that I have added some slight revisions to the revenue, adding sponsorship income since we are working on the underwriting and sponsorship actively. So again, this is looking at the budget for this upcoming year and anticipating that we will be able to kick that more into gear, because I know just with the music programming alone over these past few months, I think they've raised close to about $18,000. So
excuse me, point of information. I'm wondering, Stephanie, can you share your screen and show us the budget while you speak?
If I made a co-host, I can share my screen.
Oh,
yes.
I did earlier. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. There we go. So I have some of my little notes in here, but I'll point it out for you. So the major revision that I've added is budgets are, I call them WIP, work in progress. When we pass a budget, any of the budgets with the stations, they are the National Finance Committee, your local finance committee reviews the budget on a regular basis. So I would hope that at the LSB meetings, as we move forward in this year, or even, you know, in the upcoming fiscal year, that we do take a close look at the budget with the treasurer at every meeting so we can anticipate any changes. So we become more proactive rather than reactive when we're looking at the funding. If we see that a bequest is coming in, we can then kind of figure out, okay, what are we going to pay off? What can we pay down? If there is a particularly good fund drive, then we can adjust those budget numbers. So the budgets are meant to be adjusted so we can work and revise those as they move forward. So as we approve the budgets for each of the stations, it is a working budget as we look forward to the fiscal year, but it can be adjusted accordingly so we're not caught off guard at the end of the year with a deficit. We just need to look at it on a regular basis. Hence why some of these numbers are rounded, because it is a work in progress. So what we did add is kept the listener support, conservative, corporate match, added 1500. I think that's very conservative. It's something that can easily be promoted. A lot of the other stations do work on that. That can easily be removed if we find that we can't push that, but it's a fairly simple thing to do. Major donor income, same thing as we go through. All of that is the same and conservative. We didn't have any funding the last time. There wasn't any revenue for community events, so it was requested to add that. So that was added at 5,000. Grants, kept that very conservative at 10,000. And what I did add was the 45,000 for sponsorship income, which again, it's roughly about 3,500 a month, give or take. It's a little bit math. I just rounded up. But, you know, it isn't too much, I think, to ask that every program can bring in a minimum of 5,000 per year. And that's where the staff comes into play to help them with any sort of sponsorship, underwriting, monthly supporters, that kind of thing. So that brings up the revenue still somewhat conservatively to $1,334,500. Where we have discussion here, and this is up to you guys to kind of determine, or everybody here to determine, is that I have two columns. We have the revisions based upon the comments that were given during the last meeting, but then we also have a revision of adding a paid position of a general manager and a program director. On average, the general managers within Pacifica get $80,000 a year, the program directors $60,000. Something could easily be determined that one person handles both positions, whatever it is that the LSB determines they want to do moving forward. And again, this is something that we don't have to add into the budget at this point, but we can determine if we want to add it into the budget as we revise and look at it in the next couple of months, particularly after the sale of the Los Angeles building, where we'll have a bit more leeway with the proceeds from the sale that we can set aside money, which is my intention in general, to set aside some money and restrict that to pay staff, give some one-time sort of benefits to one-time costs or kind of a benefit to people that have been kind of working above and beyond, but then also budget out for the year, the upcoming year, having a paid general manager and program director. But again, as LSB knows, that will involve getting a search committee and getting that process moving forward, which should be happening probably anyway. So as we have this column here, that's without. This is just moving forward with the same staff, with volunteers. And then this is moving forward where we're adding, the paid. There's an increase there because we also have benefits, taxes, and that shows up down below. So everything else here is, pretty much the same based upon the conversations that we had. But again, we have this column is the revisions of what the operating expenses would be. And here's the revisions if we have a paid GM. I have a bunch of my own little notes in here. Central services. What I have here is central services based upon the 15%. The National Finance Committee is still kind of determining what that formula will be. There's a lot of different formulas floating around, but we're just kind of working off of what has been going on with the other budgets. Is 15%. I did fiscal year 23 revenue because we're still kind of determining and projecting out for this current fiscal year. So 15% of the 2023 revenue, which is right here, is $179,855. The PRA, we don't have that in there. Usually what's happened in the past is that KPFK has not paid central services for PRA because they've been renting space from them. So I'm keeping that exactly the same. So with central services, we have here total expenses. This is from, I pulled this one column here to the side, but we have the total revenue, which is the 1,334,500. And then we have expenses without a paid general manager and program director. And then this column is the revision with a paid general manager and program director. So if we can pull off getting the, you know, increasing our keeping our being relatively conservative with our listener support, adding that money with the corporate match, still continuing to work with major donors, which are usually greater than a $1,000 gift given at one time, not total cumulative, working on getting, adding a line item for community events, still conservative with the grants, but working on that sponsorship income. This is including paying central services. We have a revision with a income, a net income of 98,945. If we add the paid general manager and program director, we have a net loss of 49,555. One of the things too, again, to take into consideration is that we do have expenses that we're paying off the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. But with the proceeds, and we were able to get a payment plan with them, which is very conservative. But the intention is that from the proceeds from the sale of the building, we'll be able to pay that off. Therefore, we won't have that hanging on us as money that we need to pay. Again, all of this is work in progress. will monitor it very closely as we move forward in the next fiscal year, being careful to make sure that our sponsorships are moving forward. We have a program that's working on the corporate match. We're still working on those car donations, and we're working and taking a close look at our fund drives. You know, obviously the goal is to not have to do a fund drive every other month, but try to get into that plan where we're not having to do that. And again, with the proceeds from the sale of the building, I want to be able to provide KPFK with a cushion so it's not so stressful. As we move forward, again, with these columns, the revisions with the paid general manager and program director and not having them. So again, one of the things we can do is know that as we move forward into this upcoming fiscal year and we're checking the finances, we're checking on the revenue, we're monitoring our expenses, it can then be determined at some point by the LSB and the treasurer when would be a good time to add that. But I'm just, you know, those are the two choices. So we have the salaries without, we have the salaries with the paid general manager. And note, there's an increase in insurance, there's an increase in taxes, but it is a good practice to be able to move forward with that. I did add, and all the stations have this in here, but the national office has been covering the cost of the elections. So normally what we would do is just deduct that as part of the, you know, center that we're paying that off of central services, but the national office paid for the elections last year and we're paying for the elections now. We were hoping to pay for it using the proceeds from the sale of the building, but we needed to move forward with the elections move. And so the national office is picking up the tab on that. Everything down here has pretty much stayed the same except the rent. I mean, internet cable, we've cut that in half because the public, archives is using the part of the office space that's renting. And so they're also using part of the internet and the cable. So I cut that in half and we'll add that up, added that other half to the archive budget. Professional legal fees. The national office tries to pick up the tab on most of those, but because there has been a history of legal fees, I just plopped it in there. But again, we talked about this last time, and if that's something that doesn't happen, then we adjust that budget as we move forward, you know, revising it and looking at it on a regular basis. The rent, I subtracted last time we had the complete rent, which KPFK is covering for all of the space in Glendale. But what I've done, because the archives is using a portion of the larger room that we rented, we have two offices that we're renting, and then we rented another larger room to accommodate the membership department, to accommodate some storage, and to accommodate the archives office. So since they're taking about a third of it, I subtracted $1,500 for the rent, which we'll move over to the archives to pay, and then that brings the rent down to roughly $3,600 a month or $43,200 a year. Utilities is included in the rent where we are. So albeit we do have the utilities that we are paying down with LA Department of Water and Power, that isn't something that would be in the budget moving forward because, yes, we are on a payment plan, but the intention and because we are on this payment plan, I have promised to pay the LA Department of Water and Power in full, which is approximately $92,000 from the proceeds of the sale of the building. So we don't have that utilities that we had not when we were owning the building. Everything else here is pretty much stayed the same, but that brings down the administrative expenses, even though we are paying rent, but we're not paying utilities, down to the $135,000. Programming, we know we've always got some consultants in there. You know, it has dropped significantly, but we do have people that are coming in helping with operations. We have people that are, you know, programmers. So that again is something that we can break down on a more detailed basis and really take a close look as, you know, to who the consultants are, make sure we have contracts with the consultants. Often it's just kind of a handshake and a word on a napkin. But, you know, we're working to try to get better. We know who all these people are. It's not like we're just throwing money out there, but I want to have better agreements with the consultants that we have across the board, not just KPFK. That's not something that I'm pointing out there. Mechanical, maintenance, technical, again, keeping that the same. Website expenses, would love to be able to work on the website and do some work there. So although this is low, I do want to be able to pull some proceeds from the sale of the building to get our app back up, to get a work on all of the websites across the network. But this is just kind of just for some basic maintenance there. Everything else here has stayed the same. And the cost, programming costs are just up slightly. Again, these were no revisions from before. Down here, the same thing with the development expenses. Nothing is significantly different except the premiums from the other vendors. I know that Michael's doing a good job just utilizing objects and thank you gifts. I know it's premium and we're using the word thank you gifts now, but that's how it was in the budget. We'll change that. He's doing a great job not relying so much on outside sources for some of these thank you gifts. So that did decrease if we continue with that trend. I did bump up a little bit some of the premiums from the archives, and so that really isn't something that had been provided really prior, but I know that they, you know, a lot of the stations do use archives material on a regular basis, and so I'm just kind of upping that. But that brings the development expenses, again, nothing really has changed from the last budget, 109.2. Community events, we're still kind of iffy on some of the costs with the community events, but we had an income of the community events up top at 5,000, but then we had expenses for community events at 6,000. So I know community events are often more of a friendraiser than a fundraiser, but I think that what we can do is lower some of those costs with those community events, because I have a feeling things might have just been coded incorrectly in the past. So all of these totals and the expansion of this is encapsulated up here as we have the expense summary. So again, as we take a look, we have this column, which is just the plain revisions based upon what we discussed before. And then this column is the revision with a paid general manager and program director. So it's really kind of up to the LSB to determine as we look at this, and again, this is with central services, and if there is a station that is struggling, we are not obviously enforcing central services. Is central services beneficial, of course, to the national office? Obviously, it helps us pay for the elections, the taxes, the audit. But for example, we're getting the elections done, we're getting the taxes done, and the national office is paying for those, and we're only getting central services right now, full payment from KPFA and full payment from KPFT. So, yes, we budget in central services, but, you know, if there's something that is significantly due at KPFK and central services is being paid, we will use that to help offset central service, I mean, offset KPFK. One of the things that we'll do as we move forward is we'll have another column in here that will be for the spend down of the revenue from the proceeds of the sale of the building. I know Michael will probably get into this a little bit later, but just to kind of update people is that the buyers that we had, if people hadn't heard already, the buyers that we had that were committed to letting us stay in the building for 10 years, one of the buyers suffered a life-changing health event and needed to back out of the sale. We fortunately had about five or six other individuals who were on a waiting list that kept calling myself and the broker in case something happened with the escrow and they wanted to put in and they wanted to be the next in line. So the brokers went through the buyers that were interested. Someone put in a bid. We are currently in escrow. They, are allowing us, it's for the bid that they have in, they've already had the financing committed, is for $4.5 million, which is one of our original asking costs. So what this has done is that although we won't have the ability to move back into the building, it will allow us to have more wiggle room and a little bit of a safety net. We'll be able to pay down more of our loan with FJC. We'll be able to give them a larger amount of money to pay down that loan that we have. We were able to get a hardship accommodation plan, get on the hardship accommodation plan program with the Small Business Administration. So we are no longer in default with the SBA. All of our past due payments have now been put on the end of that loan, and we're now required to pay 10% of the amount of the amount due every month. So what we'll do then is have another column that we'll be able to have a spend down of the money that's dedicated to supporting KPFK and the archives as we have this move. But that isn't really something that's part of this budget, but that will be something that, just so people are aware, we'll keep track of those expenses and that revenue and that spend down as we move forward. So the key really to determine with everybody is if you want to approve a budget that has still a volunteer general manager and program director, or if you just want to approve a budget that has a known deficit, but will include paid general manager and program director.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. How'd we do on time, Michael? Can't hear you.
There we go. Sorry, I my computer's a little wonky this morning. About 5 minutes over, but not terrible.
Okay, good.
We're doing good.
Goodman,
let's call. Why don't you call people as you see them? And Nikki, you can assist if she's missing somebody because they're trying to get through or on the phone or something. Okay, time for question and answer. You can recognize people, Stephanie.
Oh, I don't know what order people called in, so I don't want to raise their hand, so I don't want to offend anyone.
I can tell you, let's have a stack with Christina Avalos, Rodrigo Argueta, Oscar Ulloa, Jan Goodman, and Myla Reason so far.
I've had my hand up also,
oh, right.
Myla,
Michael,
since it started, please.
Yeah, Michael did. I apologize. It got, as soon as you spoke, I think it automatically was lowered, but it wasn't me. So shall we start with Michael Heiss?
It'll be quick. Okay, thanks. Stephanie, this is really a lot of good work. I just want to ask one question, and I apologize if this sort of will flow over to what you do as opposed to what Michael does. Can you say, as best as allowable, is the purchase price for the anticipated new buyer the same, higher, or lower? Where does that go into the budget? And is there any sort of cancellation fee, or is there any – not that you want to penalize somebody because, you know, some fellow had a health crisis, but is there any sort of penalty fee to the original buyer for not completing the sale and backing out? And given the change in not being able to move in, are there any other things that would change with the new buyer from the previous buyer, as opposed to things like they were going to take the piano, is the piano included, or do we retain that, or any other physical things regarding the actual moving in and out of the building? Thank you.
There's not a penalty. There was money. There's not a penalty for backing. I think there was a penalty. We got $100. That was in case somebody, that was part of the original contract. We were maintaining the piano. We will store that somewhere. The past buyers are still very supportive of KPFK and are still willing to do annual fundraisers for us. So that's something we can discuss down the road. The new buyers, we've added on to the end of escrow 2 to 3 weeks after the money has hit the bank to allow us to have the money that's needed to move out. Because it's going to be as is, but the other place was going to use, we were going to be able to use some of their dumpsters, before they rebuilt the inside of the building. And I don't know if we'll have the ability to do that. I still need to talk to the people about it, but, we will have a couple of weeks so we can have the income that's needed to finish off moving out everything that we needed.
Does that include, like, removing any of the antennas and the things that you might have left anticipating moving back at some point, or is that not a major factor? Sorry.
That would be something that would be, if it's something that's trash, then, you know, that would be, I would leave that up to the engineering people, your Stuarts, your Moes, you know, the people that know that better than I. But we do have that extra income, that extra time after escrow closes and the money hits the bank, so we're not so pressed for cash to do what we need to do to make the move. And then everything that KPFK has expended already with moving will be reimbursed to KPFK.
Christina Avalos is next on the stack. Thank you, Myla. Thank you, Stephanie. This was great. I wanted to ask you, is it possible that we hold off a year before we start hiring, that we, until we developed a reserved account balance to pay salaries 6 months or 1 year? That's my suggestion. It's just so that we take care of these bills that we have now before we start going to the next level.
100%. And that's why we want to be able to have committees throughout Pacifica, get finance committees throughout Pacifica, get used to reviewing and revising budgets on an ongoing basis throughout the fiscal year, rather than just approving it, putting it away and saying, oh, I don't have to deal with budgets for another year, but really keep a close eye on it. And I do want to set aside a reserve, part of the money from the proceeds of the sale of the building. I want to be able to put a large portion in an investment account that we can then work off of the interest to help offset the cost of some of the loan payments moving forward, and then be able to have our own reserve that we can, I don't want to pull everything down at one time, but be able to have that reserve and conservatively move forward.
Rodrigo Argueta is next on the stack.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, it's like very unfortunate what is going on, because we've been now paying two places, right? The main building, maintenance and everything. And now we have this little building over there in Glendale, which is also costing us, you know, a lot of money. And I just want to express that we've been, you know, asking or complaining about the situation of the AC. Right now, guests and people who are working there, you know, I don't know if it's already fixed, but that place is sometimes, you know, 100 degrees. And seems like the owner was saying that he was going to fix it or whatever, but nothing is getting done. And I wanted to ask you about that. And then also the issue of the premiums that we've been denouncing. The issue of the main reason, one of the main reasons why our listenership at KPFK has dropped so much is because the premium department doesn't do his work. Because the premiums that were supposed to be sent to the people who pay for them are not being sent. So that means we are robbing people. Because if they pay money for their premiums and we don't send them, that means, you know, we are like taking advantage of the people. So basically that's, you know, and, the last thing I want to say, got a lot of questions, but anyways, is the answering system. The answering system that you have in place right now, which is supposed to work in both languages, it doesn't. It only works in English. So the people when called, you know, during the Spanish language programming, they only give you the option to Spanish, but then it goes back to English. You know, and that's basically also another reason why we're losing people. And the last thing is I just mentioned that community events, and we spent $6,000 and raised $5,000. Can you also explain what events you mean? Because I haven't seen no events from any community, please. So I want a clarification on that one. Because the Spanish language programming, every event we do, we don't ask any cent to the radio station. We pay from our packet everything for the event, and every penny that we raise on that event goes directly to KPFK. Thank you.
The air conditioning, I'm well aware that the property owners are having concerns with the air conditioning in the new building. So we have been discussing the repairs. Obviously, with this heat wave, a lot of businesses are having problems with that. So that's something that the property owner is working on. If we are talking with them also about the possibility of a reduction in rent until it gets fixed. And this is, again, happening in other stations as well. There aren't a lot of expenses that are happening right now at the older building or the building, the Coenga building. So we're not generating or spending a lot of money on that building right now. The issues with premiums and thank you gifts not being sent out, that's something that the interim general manager can work on with the membership department, and the same with the phone service. As far as the events, we just work off what is coded. When we get the budget and we do the reconciliation of the bank statements, we plop things in on the general ledger item according to how it's coded. So if there's different expenses or revenue that's coming in for those community events, that would be something that, how is it being coded when that revenue comes in? So again, that would be something through the membership department as well, or whoever is coding that money into this general ledger item, because we just work off of the codes that we get when revenue comes in.
Oscar Ulloa is next on the stack.
Yeah, good morning. Well, just as a little show the we are kind of independent on our thoughts on many of our almost on, well, on different sides anyway. It caught my attention, that situation that already Mr. Argueta mentioned, but it caught my attention not just because of the numbers, but maybe because of the culture, or how can we describe it? You put some numbers regarding the community events. When you pretty much you say that actually we might be at a loss. Which kind of puts me into a really interesting situation, because let's say on the last three, let's say the last four community events that the Spanish programming has been put forward, and when Michael can attest, and we probably are almost on the range of between $8,000 and $10,000 of profit from those events, with 1 cent of the radio station resources. And it's kind of surprising to me, because if you said that people put, they spend actually more than is coming in, to me it's kind of surprising to find. And now is this as a stations or radio stations, something in particular? Because if that's the case, then that means that we're in a complete advantage. As in some situations, somebody's, is getting resources from somebody else's that they are not putting their fair share either, but especially into the relationship that we have with the community. So that is one of the things that kind of confused me completely, that you said that people, that we are almost on the way regarding that. Thank you.
I think the best thing moving forward with any community events, because I'm not involved in the planning or the organization or the budgeting of the community events, is that whoever is managing and working on the community events for each of the stations should give kind of an outline, and maybe you do. Again, I'm not involved in that. Sort of a basic outline, even if it's still one page, one sheeter, very simple bullet points. What is the, when is it being held? Who is it for? Quick little rundown of the budget, even if it's in kind, let us know what in kind gifts and time and money is being spent in kind as donations, because those people obviously that are providing that deserve thank you gifts and recognition for their in kind. And then we can have a better justification of when the money is coming in, how is it coded, give the soft credit to the organization or the program that's running that community event. But again, that's kind of on a station level. Is there a budget? Is there a timeline? Are there, things that are going to be handed out? Those kind of things. Again, we're only plugging in money as we receive it when it's coded. I don't know the details. So that might be something on a local level, is to just get budgets, including in-kind gifts, so we can keep better track and thank people that are doing that work.
Jan Goodman is next on the stack, followed by Rachel Brunke.
Hi. Thank you for this really good report, and I really appreciated the showing the previous years and the present year. I would like to make a motion that the KPFK LSB approve the budget that includes a combined general manager program director position. And the reason I'm making this motion is I think what has happened over the last 3 years is we've lost 50% of our of our audience and our fundraising has gone way down, and it's time for us to get someone with community, with experience in fundraising.
Time.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. This motion is not in order at this time. John Crumshaw.
Why is it not in order?
Because the agenda is to discuss with Stephanie. I shouldn't answer another member, Chair, but I would appreciate
Well, I'd like to put it on the agenda. You know, Stephanie said that we, you know, sort of have the choice, and at some point we have to discuss it. So I would like to at least have it be a concrete discussion, whether it's
at the appropriate time. That would be a good motion to
I would like to second the motion. And
but
I,
we're still
and
discussing.
I don't,
we're in the middle of asking Stephanie questions. I don't think this is the right time either.
My question is, I would like Stephanie to include in her discussion.
No, not
what this would mean. It's totally appropriate because she presented this, and as questions, we have to have questions. And so I would like to know from her what would be the next step forward in approving this.
Yeah, this I see what you're saying, Jan, but I'd like we're in the middle of asking Stephanie questions. Maybe a vote like that should be done at the end of this.
I'm not asking for a vote. I'm asking Stephanie to tell us what the procedure
you just
would
presented
be.
You just presented a motion to
I know.
Okay.
What would be the procedure to go forward with? I'm asking Stephanie, what would be the procedure to go forward and with this kind of, with this motion, and the discussion by other LSB members can take place afterwards, but Stephanie.
No, you asked for a vote, Jan.
Rachel, stop.
Sorry.
Let's just stop all of this back and forth.
I said I am making a motion. I didn't ask for a vote. I said I'm making a motion and I would like
Chair, we have 60 seconds.
I've been interrupted about 15 million times, and I actually already said thank you.
Point of personal privilege, Mrs. Yudman, you have a month to present to a writing or to send this so-called petition, which in the end is just one of the many ways that you guys always try to deviate from the agenda. Thank you.
That's what it is.
I want to say something, Myla.
Point of order.
Myla, point of order. Silence paper? I want to get straight on what's going on. Okay, thank you.
No personal attacks. Come on.
Yes, no personal attacks. But the main thing is this.
Jan simply
is asking for information from Stephanie. She wants to introduce something at the end. We're not voting on it now. She wants to know what is the procedure, because my question was, Stephanie said, you need to approve either this or that, either the budget as we have it or with the addition. So what is the process that we go through? And I'd like to hear Stephanie's answer, and then we can take another question.
Mr. Secretary, I will oppose Carullo. I will oppose to that. It seems like you're also going on the same side. There is a moment in time, and either again on the agenda or as an addendum to the agenda or whatever. I don't think this is we are in a question and answer to the ED, please.
The chair, you know,
point of order. No one is asking the chair for permission to speak, and we need to get back to that.
Yes, I know. We need to get back with people stopping to interrupt. Now, Stephanie, I want you to answer the question that Jan asked. Thank you.
Okay. Also, I'm not too sure how a blue line just got drawn on the screen, but I don't know. So I didn't do that. I'm not too sure what that is. Honestly, I really don't know, because Pacifica, at least as long as I've been here, the National Finance Committee and the local station boards haven't reviewed the budgets on a regular basis in their meetings, making adjustments based upon predictions or outcome of what the expenses or the revenue may be. So they haven't been living documents. but they can be changed. Most nonprofits, you do adjust and project based upon your assumptions, and then when revenue or expenses change dramatically. So that would be something that the budget is merely a template and a guideline on what we hope to do as we move forward. And based upon this template and this guideline, we make adjustments throughout the year based upon our projections of revenue and expenses.
Okay. Thank you. So what Christina had one suggestion of how to handle that. Maybe we work for a year or 6 months with this budget, and then the second part can with the addition of paid staff. Okay, go ahead. We have, are you finished, Jan? And then we have a next questioner.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Myla. Take the next question.
Rachel's next on the stack.
Hi, all. Hey,
followed by John Cromshaw, Mike Bresler, and Stephen Meeks. And then I'm going to ask a question followed by Michael Novick.
Just before you said, point of information, Tatanka, we're over time for this segment. I leave it to you. I just point it out.
Yeah.
I'd like to move that we extend time for at least 5 minutes to exhaust the stack.
I think we need to add, and people, please keep it briefed, but with the number of questions that we have going forward, it's going to be difficult to not add 20 more minutes. But this is one of the most important things we're doing. So extend the time period for 20 minutes and let's get the questions out here and the answers.
Jan Goodman, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I propose that we just exhaust the stack of the people whose hands up are already up.
Yeah.
And then whatever time that takes, and then we move on.
Okay, great. Yes. And I think, who's the last one? Michael. Okay.
All right, so you want me to give you another 10 minutes for this, Tatanka?
Go ahead.
Exhaust the stack.
We're exhausting the stack, not 10 minutes.
Got it. Longer or shorter?
Hi. Okay, so I think that whole issue right now, Jan and everybody, might have been a little bit of like just wording, is that we're in like a question with Stephanie, and I'm looking on the agenda here, and it doesn't say anything that we're taking a vote on the budget today. However, Stephanie said we need to vote. So maybe we're thinking that we're voting today. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's a big deal whether it's on the agenda, whether we vote on something or not. We had that issue last thing. So I think
I'm
in the middle. Okay.
May I
clarify? Stop my time though then.
Let me just clarify. It is on the agenda. I mean,
it's the next item.
It's voting on whether or not to approve the adjustment.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fine. And it's on small writing right now. All I'm saying is that if you make a motion in the middle of people discussing and talking with Stephanie, you haven't allowed anybody else to discuss and say anything about it. So I am for, you know, the voting, if that's on the agenda and everything, but my thing, Jan, was that it felt like putting it in the middle of our discussion. So three quick things to Stephanie. Bummer about the change of sale. That was something really exciting to me, to have people who are part of us, and we were going to be back, and it was going to be all kind of still KPFK. So I'm just bummed, and I'm coming in very late to the game on all this, so I'm not going to, you know, say I know a lot, but too bad that all this staff time and expense time and all this to even get us to this point, the move and everything, couldn't that have been more creatively? We stay in the building, we lessen our footprint, we start renting it out, and we kept the building. What a bummer, because now this kind of cool buyer is no longer there. Who the hell knows? Could be some corporate, you know, why couldn't we have been a landlord instead of selling this building? So just a bummer, loss of a creative possibility. Two questions to Stephanie. My vote is going to depend on whether Michael wants to continue as free, because we don't have the money to pay someone. And also, you talk about investing our money. Are we socially conscious and environmentally conscious about how we invest that money? Stephanie.
Yes, we will be. Those aren't, this is not going to be decisions that I will be making on my own. We also have had discussions. One of the requirements just in general from FJC is that they wanted to, hold some of the money from the proceeds of the sale. They are a nonprofit in a restricted escrow account. So that may be something that we may be required to, have them work with that. But again, that would be something that the PNB would be discussing. We would call in some investment experts to deal with that since we may not have that expertise ourselves. As far as, keeping the building, that was something that was discussed even prior to the board wanting to discuss the possibility of selling the building. We needed funds to pay off excessive past due loans. We didn't have the money to make the building, meet the standards that would be necessary not only for the safety of our own employees, but also to be able to rent out portions of it. It would have needed quite a bit of revision. The building itself, even with the buyers that wanted to move back into it, it's at least $2.5 million in renovations that have to be done to the building just to bring it to a comfortable level of working. That we had to move out when we did move out because escrow kept getting pushed back because every time we thought that the liens were going to be removed from the building, we ran into some problem with the Small Business Administration and the removal of liens. And a lot of that had to do with the loan was taken out with the former executive director's name, and we were unable to remove that name from the portal of the Small Business Administration, and we couldn't get access to the documents in order to remove the lien until the loan's name was moved into my name, and that process took months and months and months. So every time that we had anticipated escrow to close, we needed to be prepared to get people out of the building in case escrow did close, and then for unforeseen stalls that were done by the Small Business Administration, we had to extend escrow by another month or two. So was it unfortunate? Yes. Was it inconvenient? Yes. Did the employees go above and beyond? Yes, they did. Their patience is amazing of the, you know, just of them being their willingness to move out. Was it unfortunate, you know, unfortunate that somebody had a life-changing and life-altering health issue that was unforeseen? Yes. You know, so there were a lot of things that were just kind of the perfect storm that were working against us, but we're pleased to be moving forward, and hopefully this will be quick and successful, and we'll be able to have money in a reserve account to help us.
John Crumshaw is next on the stack, followed by Mike Bresler and Stephen Meeks.
Thank you, Stephanie, for taking the time to explain to us the really devastating news that we will no longer be able to go back to the building, that our 10 years free rent is something that has evaporated. I'm quite concerned about that because we don't appear to have any place to go or a means to achieve it other than, as Rodrigo pointed out, a very hot and stuffy and closed area in Glendale. So that's my first concern, Stephanie. The second is, please, for people to be respectful of the process that we follow, and there's a time for everything. The time in this session is devoted at this time to asking you questions. So that would be the first question I would ask you. The second question I would ask you is, what plans would you see, based on your knowledge of Pacifica, that would work for us to find a new permanent location? Thank you.
Well, any plans to find a permanent location would be having to have a capital campaign that we could raise the funds in order to purchase a location. Where we're renting, we're renting. If it's uncomfortable and the property owner isn't working and providing us with what we need, as terrible as it is to have to move again, even if we were moving back into the old building, if the current place that we're renting is uninhabitable and the property owners aren't doing what we're asking them to do, then we would look to find someplace else to rent, or we would, you know, negotiate a lower rent until things are fixed within that building with the heat. Things may change significantly once this heat wave is over. you know, so we're renting. We have the freedom of moving. To find a permanent location, we can start a capital campaign. We can see what our needs are. We can figure out, just like we were doing prior when the building was listed for sale and we had potential buyers, they weren't going to let us move back in. So our original conversation a year and a half or so ago was looking for a permanent home. At one point we're talking with having partnerships with some of the local colleges. But then when we were offered to move back into our building, those discussions were stopped. We're reopening up those conversations. So we have other paths that we are looking at. It's not the end all end all. Was it convenient to move back in? Yes, that would have been great. But, you know, some things happen that we just can't plan for. So we change course and we go back to what we were looking at and places we were looking at a year and a half ago. And that's the best we can do.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Mike Bresler is next on the stack, followed by Stephen Meeks.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. I had two questions. One, which is very much related to this previous question. My understanding is we have a temporary, place, in Glendale. Is there a lease that ties us down for a certain period of time? And, you know, at that point, will we be prepared to find another place if necessary? Now, I understand that's something we have to prepare for, but, you know, it is something that has to be on people's minds now that this situation has changed and the time of the lease is kind of important. The other question I had was, it seems on this budget, I think, the main, different viewpoints are on whether or not to have a hired, general manager and program director. And there's going to be, discussions on both of these. I just wanted to ask, do we have to vote on this today? Is this a deadline or is this something we can look into and, you know, take till the next meeting? Thank you.
Yes, we do have a lease. Any place that we're renting, we are renting other buildings. Washington rents, New York rents. We do have leases, but we do have good relationships with the property owners. And so we can, you know, as with any sort of rental business or personal, you have good relationships with the property owners and you work things out. And you know, if we need to move, we need to move. But I suggest that if we're looking at moving, then we need to start looking into that now and taking into consideration the cost of moving once again and setting up the studio. I think that we can work with the property owners that we have and just make things work there. As far as long-term, we have to determine, do we want to stay at that location? Do we not? Do we want to move someplace else? Do we want to partner with one of the local universities? Again, these are all things that need to be discussed, and I hope that the LSB would be a vital part of that discussion. What other questions do you have? Leasing, moving?
The other question was on the deadline for approving the budget.
Oh, approval. I know that the NFC, the National Finance Committee, has a deadline that we do really want to try to get all of our budgets for the next fiscal year approved before the fiscal year starts. So we kind of know what we're working on. So that's why a lot of the local station boards now, because it goes through the process of the finance committees approving it, the local station board approving it, moving it to the NFC, they approve it, then it goes to the PNB. So there's quite a few steps that need to be done in order to get the budget approved before the start of the fiscal year. So that's up to your treasurer and the LSB to determine if you want to approve it at this meeting or you wait until next month's meeting would then put us at the end of the fiscal or at the start of the fiscal year.
Okay, thank you.
Stephen Meeks is next on the queue.
When's the deadline?
I guess you're up, Stephen.
Okay, yeah, I heard a question by someone. Yes, we do want to approve this budget as soon as possible, or approve a budget for the National Finance Committee. My comment question is pretty much similar to many of the comments or questions. In terms of the sale of the building, since the terms have changed, I'm just curious the major financial impact this will have on a projected budget of, say, half the term of 10 years, just 5 years. What kind of major impact that might have on having to rent a space? And that's it.
Right. It will have an impact. Where we're renting now is fairly inexpensive for the space that we're getting, and it will have an impact as we move forward. And again, that's why it would have an impact in general, would have had an impact on the budget for at least 2 to 3 years, which would have been the amount of time that would have taken for the other group to get the building ready for us. And we also were discussing, so I usually have, you know, plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, all these alternatives in case one thing works or things change, is that we might have wanted to keep the space that we were renting. So we would have an annex in addition to the space that we had in the other building. So there were a lot of things that we were taking into consideration. So yes, will it have an impact on the budget? It would have had an impact on the budget for 3 years anyway. So now it's just, we know it's going to have an impact on the budget long term. And that's when we determine, then do we want to partner with someone else where we can use space, you know, again, like at a university, where we can work with their students to get internships. We had had discussions with the school one time before where some of our programmers could be used as guest lecturers working with students. We could get a discount on the rent. They already have studio space that's there. We could work with their development departments for fundraisers. So there's a lot of alternate plans. It's not just one set plan, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I just had one set plan. I need to have like 5 or 6 different alternatives that I'm looking at in case something happens. So yes, it will have an impact on the budget, and we just need to work accordingly. If we don't want to have that impact and we want to actually purchase a building, then we need to start having a capital campaign and determining how are we going to raise the money to buy a building? Where do we want to buy a building? So yeah, there's a lot of work ahead for the LSB if everybody is open and game for it, because it's exciting. I mean, I think it's exciting.
Next on the stack is Michael Novick, and I'll be last on the stack.
Okay, well, briefly, am I audible? People need to be aware of what the expense was in money and in staff time, paid staff, and hundreds of hours of unpaid time devoted to the process of setting up the new studios where they are now. We did have protracted discussions with both people at Valley College and people at Cal State LA about possibilities of siting when we were first informed that we would have to move out. That did not lead to anything, and the determination was made with the advice of the engineers that this Glendale location was fairly ideal because of line of sight to the transmitter. But if you look back to my general manager's reports from a couple of months ago, you'll see that the lessons I extracted from the move that we carried out is that if we're moving back into 3729 or moving anywhere else, people have to understand what an enormous undertaking that is. An entirely new studio would have to be built again from scratch before and burned in to make sure that it operates properly, before we could think about moving out of where we are. That's an enormous, enormous undertaking. Let me assure you, it's not just the dollars on a sheet of paper. People need to think long and hard about that, frankly. I will say that I have a meeting scheduled with the membership department because we did pay off, at least for KPFK, the money that was owed to Allegiance, which maintains our donor database. And my understanding was we had over $90,000 in revenue from community events in the past year. And I'm not sure why it's not in the budget in its current form. But that will be, if it's not been recorded properly, that's going to be on the same agenda that we talk about. the major aspect is that once we have full access to allegiance, we can engage in the kind of donor stewardship that most nonprofits engage in, as opposed to relying so heavily on over-the-air appeals for funds to our listeners. And I anticipate the LSB playing a big role in that kind of donor stewardship. But I will be talking with membership about properly coding the money that's coming in, because as Rodrigo and Oscar both said, about $2,000 a month has been raised at community events at no cost for the station, just by the Spanish language programs alone. But we have had other community events. We had a major peace event also at no cost for the station at Culver Palms United Methodist Church this year, and other film screenings that currently that I know the LSB has spent some effort working on with Greg Palace, and that's going on right now. That money has to be accurately coded and incorporated into the budget, and it has been substantial. Thanks. I'll have more to say in my report.
Michael, was there one question for Stephanie about the accounting of the $90,000? Was that what you were asking?
No, I think apparently there was some information communicated to her based on the coding. So I'll find out from membership why it's not coded properly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now I'm last on the stack, Tatanka. And I'd like to say that in terms of central services, that is something that will be taken up by the National Finance Committee, but the formula for central services may be revised so that, as Stephanie said, the budget is a work in progress. We will vote to accept it, approve it or not, knowing that it will and can, it's a living document that can be changed, but we need to approve one form or the other to send on to the National Finance Committee and then to the National Board. I do have a couple of questions. One question is, I know that we'll need a capital campaign to buy a new building, but will there be no money from the proceeds of the sale of the building that might be used for a down payment on a new home for KPFK? And I am curious, I saw a line in the budget for consultants for news that seemed to be rather high, and I'm curious about that line item. If you could a little explanation about that. Thank you.
There's consultants. I had to move from my computer to my phone, and I'm in the car because I'm en route to babysit my 9-month-old grandson. So forgive my face not being on the screen anymore. But I don't think that there's a consultant line, unless I didn't open it up all the way to see that it's a consultant for news, but it's consultants with programming. And that can be, I don't know if it's anything in particular for news. There's a news service line item.
I didn't.
And what, do you recall what that news service line item, was it $32,000?
No, the news service line item is zero. That's when we pay for news like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The consultants are, that's all under programming, but some of those could also are most likely, they're also covering engineering, anything that's dealing with getting programming on the air. It's not just on air talent. So if Mo's coming out, for example, and doing some work to set up the studios, make sure we're getting things online, that would fall under a consultant.
Thank you. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah.
And what about?
And as far as money being left, and as far as money being available for a down payment, we just have to be very careful. And I'm not saying that's not a possibility. Just because I'm saying something doesn't mean that this is what we have to do. We just have to really put our thoughts and minds and thinking about it clearly. Is it more worthwhile at this point to just work on, knowing that we're going to have to pay rent for a few years than commit ourselves to a long-term building where we are needing to, commit to, do we need $4 million if we're selling our building for $4.5 million? Are we going to need a $4.5 million building? Are we going to need to commit to you know, a $2 million building. Where can we buy? Is it suitable for our needs? How much work are we going to have to put in into it? Now we have insurance. We have, you know, we have a lot of the electricity, the gas, the water. We have all of these things that are adding to the expenses. Obviously, everybody knows from, you know, renting versus buying a home. So those are just things that Pacifica, in just my short term here, when money comes in, historically, it goes out so quickly, and it's not always best thought out how to use it to the longest advantage of the long-term care of Pacifica. So if the organization feels that it would be best to buy a building, great. We also have to pay down a lot of, you know, a lot of bills. Our credit's not that great at this point to be able to look at getting a mortgage of, you know, $3 to $4 million. Do we have the credit to do that? Even if we had an extra million sitting, you know, sitting aside, do we want to put that down as a down payment to commit to a $4.5 or $5 million building? Are we looking at a building that would just be us, or would we want to be able to generate revenue and have a building that we can also rent out? We also have to take into consideration building out that building. You know, so there's a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration as to how best to use that money. And rather than just getting it and getting very excited and saying, oh, we're going to buy something, we really have to carefully think about what is the long-term benefit so we don't get caught up in a long-term mortgage that is now putting us back 3 or 4 years from now where we don't have enough money to make our bills, and now we're default on a loan and we lose a building. So, and I'm not saying it's not a possibility. We just need to think of all possibilities. And maybe that's just how my mind thinks, but I have to think of all possibilities, good and bad, and all the what ifs, and try to plan accordingly without just acting, reacting rather than being proactive.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. All right, Michael, how are we doing on time?
You really don't want to ask, do you? Okay. We're about an hour over.
All right. Okay. It was worth it. The next stage we're at is to revisit prior deferred motion of year 2025 KPFK station budget. So first of all, I want to thank everyone. Every question was useful for me. And I don't exactly know what we're going to do, but we have a number of things to decide. One is, what are we voting on? The other thing is, do we need to vote today? And what kind, if we don't vote today, when is that? Is that the next meeting? Do we need more meetings between now and then? Because there's a lot to take in here. So, Jan, you made the motion. Would you lead off the discussion about what your idea is, and then I want to take other suggestions.
Before you start to talk,
yeah, Michael, I see your name, your hand up. Go ahead.
No. I just want to recalibrate here. There's 15 minutes for this portion, or 10 minutes in the agenda.
Okay. Is it 15 or 10?
It's 10. I'm looking at 2B, 10 minutes, and I just want to recalibrate here.
Go ahead, Jan. I think that can be less, but the discussion might take the full thing. Go ahead, Jan.
First of all, I would like to make the motion to approve the budget with a combined general manager, program director included in the budget, and there will be actually money in the budget. There will be money to pay someone, because of the sale of the building, but not until the sale of the building goes forward. I would like to recap Mr. Meek's, statement that, and actually Stephanie's, that they would like this, approved earlier rather than later, and I would say to try to do it today, because so that the finance committee can then go over it, and because the whole budget needs to be approved by next month, and if we do it next month, They might have a few days to do it. If we do it this month, they can fine tune it, and they'll have a month to do it. And I think that the basic question is do we want to invest this money in an experienced, general manager who's experienced in, raising money in the nonprofit media sector? And as much as I appreciate Michael Novick's work, which has been, he's done a lot of work and he's got us moved, and there's many, many good things.
Time.
This is out of line. This is out of order.
I'm making the motion to approve an agenda that includes a paid general manager and program director.
But it is.
It's part of what Stephanie presented us with. And is there a second for my motion?
This is my life seconded, but
no.
I have a question.
Sorry, this is out of order. You know, what are we doing?
The agenda item is to approve the budget. That's what the agenda item is. It's totally in order.
Myla, what were you going to say?
If I recall correctly, the budget option to include a paid position for a general manager and program director was a deficit budget, mm-hmm. in which case, I believe that we would be accepting that budget rather than approving it.
Okay, accepting the budget. I amend my motion.
So I second that.
Okay.
Excuse me.
It is motion seconded. Do we have need for discussion before we take a vote?
I have a question.
Yes.
Question. Go ahead. There's a first question is Leslie.
Okay. First, it was approved. There was a motion to approve the budget with a combined position. Then,
are you moving around? There's motion. It's hard to hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Then it was restated as a motion to approve a budget with the paid position, which is a deficit budget. My question is, I need the exact wording and language of a motion. What is the wording of this motion that's being proposed? It keeps changing.
I'll put it in the chat if I can.
I move to table this motion because it's not necessary. I consider it's not necessary. I move to table this motion. This is Rodrigo Argueta. Is there any second?
Call the question of tabling the motion. Why don't we just vote on that right now so we can get it over with?
Yeah, we have to take it first, unless there are, okay. It's on the agenda.
I would like to speak in favor and why.
I want to hear what the motion is. And then I also want to know, when we have a motion like this, is there time to take questions before it, or we just vote on it?
Yes, there are times with the public questions.
Hold on just a second. I'm asking. Does somebody here know?
Yes,
John, as a point of information.
Yes.
We have to consider what is on the table. Was this
point of information is a question.
Excuse me. Point of information is to provide information to help the chair in this situation.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect. Point of information is to be in the form of a question.
Right, but the chair asked for some guidance on the question. Let John give his guidance if he has some.
Yes, I would say that we have a very mixed bag here. We have a motion and a change and other issues produced, and then the person making the motion controlling how it's proceeding is not appropriate. They're asking for information, that would be appropriate. And I think every member of the LSB needs to weigh in on what is happening before we even move to a vote.
Well, we can.
I second the motion.
by Rodrigo's motion, I second.
Okay.
All the question look, of
here's how, here's how I read the situation. Those people who are really upset about the motion don't have to pass it, but I think we have a motion on the floor and it was in the minutes. Revisit the motion of the station budget. Now, is what you put in the chat, do we all know what that is, Jan?
I'm writing it right now. And meanwhile, I would call the question of tabling this so that we can all vote. Mr. Argueta has promoted what the reason that he wants to table it. And, I am calling the question on that so that people who want to table it can vote on that and the opposite. And then we can move on either with the rest of our agenda or voting on this or discussing this.
Thank you. And I think that's,
and we have a 10 minute supposed time to do
I that. Think that's the proper, Robert's rules of order. When it's questioned, we take that up and then go back to the first one. Is that correct?
Yes. Correct.
So, okay. So, the motion on the floor is to table a vote on this amendment. Did I hear that right?
Rodrigo? Yeah, to table it. And
Okay. Table it until like next meeting or something.
Well, just to table it for now. So let's take a vote on tabling or not tabling.
Okay.
Before we should discuss it.
No, it's not proper. Just take a vote on tabling or not tabling.
Yeah.
It's not debatable.
Why is it debatable?
It is not debatable.
The question has been called.
You called the question, Rodrigo. We're giving you what you want. So the question is to table the vote.
But I think it's worthwhile to hear the reasoning.
No, first of all,
it's not debatable.
Why not? We heard the reason. He already said the reason. Let's go.
No, I didn't hear the reason. I'd be interested in knowing the reason.
Why? What's the reason again?
Yeah, what is your reason for tabling the motion?
Okay. You want to know the reason why I'm asking to be tabled?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, it's a motion that entitles more money that we're going to be spending if we approve it, because then also it's going to bring us a situation that we're going to have to discuss in, you know, and looking for the GM when we have no money at all. So this motion that is put in place by the member of this board is basically bringing another expense to an institution that we already overexpended. We already, you know, exhausted with money. You know, in my opinion, and now looking for somebody to put 80,000.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Let me finish it.
You know what? Hold on just a second, Rodrigo.
You give me the time to speak it.
Hold on. I just want to point out. I'm being very allowing of everything here. I want to point out that in our own rules, if you want to do something, you need to ask the chair. It's not personal to me. If you occupy this position, you follow those protocols too. I'm just pointing out what happened is that we're voting on a motion where I didn't recognize somebody. So just so that you recognize, that's not how we do business. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Finish it. It's adding $140,000 to an institution that we are barely surviving, when we've been seeing that up to now, you know, the GM work is being free and not only for 8 hours a day, but 16 hours a day, sometimes weekends, you know. Okay. The current GM is doing tons of work nobody would do. So we do not need to bring another expense to our institution before we have
money. Thank you. Are you reading are you on the phone or are you, can you read what's on the screen here?
Jan Goodman, I'll read it so that the listeners can hear
it. Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Resolve that the KPFK local station board accept the version of the budget presented by executive director, which includes funding for a combined general manager programmer position to be funded once the sale of the KPFK building has been sold.
Okay. That's the motion on the floor.
And
Mike, what are you saying? Timing?
Timing, I totally lost track of time. I mean, this is like, I'm sorry, this is like herding cats.
And we have,
and there is a thing in the agenda that says a motion that was already there, and now there's a motion instead of a motion to a motion. It's bonkers.
Point of order?
Yeah.
Right now, we're still...
The motion on the floor is Rodrigo's motion to table that motion.
Thank you.
Which, as you pointed out, is not debatable, and so you should move to a vote on the motion to table.
The previous motion, okay, Jan, you said go ahead, vote on that motion.
On the motion to table, and maybe the secretary can do a roll call vote on the motion to table first.
Okay, let's do it. It's clear. There's a motion to table this. Secretary, can you be, how are we going to do this? We're going to do this by voice?
We need a roll call on the motion.
Yeah. Okay, a roll call. Go ahead.
Secretary, you're muted. Leslie,
you're muted.
In case you're trying to take.
Yep, I'm here. And I would appreciate it if while I'm doing this, I don't get talked over by anybody. Let me go back up.
I'm having difficulty hearing you. Are you getting, you're getting ready to call the motion, right?
Sorry, I increased the sound. Is that better, the volume?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. Go ahead.
Okay. This is on the motion to table. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Very simple.
Rodrigo Argueta Vargas.
Get us the table.
Christina Avalos.
Undecided. I still have a question about it.
Okay. So no vote yet.
Veronica Becerra. Was she not here earlier? I thought she was. Veronica Becerra.
Keep going.
Thank you. Mike Bressler.
Against.
Tonka Bricka.
I'll hold off my vote for now.
Rachel Brunke.
Yes, vote to table it.
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Sue votes yes.
John Cromshow.
Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. John Cromshow.
Yes.
Ace Estwick?
Yes.
Jan Goodman? I hear you. Can anybody hear Jan? I cannot.
Jan, you're muted.
I'm very sorry. I was muted. I vote no to tabling. We need to vote on this today.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Evelia Jones. Evelia, still with us?
No.
Robert Payne. Having some phone issues earlier. I'm going to come back to him. Nancy Perlman.
This is Robert Payne. I vote no.
Thank you. Nancy Perlman. Myla Reason.
I vote no to untabling the motion.
Oscar Ulloa?
Vote yes to table it.
Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Carlos Zavala?
Having just been screwed out of 2 months of getting work done because the budget wasn't approved, I would say we need to get this budget approved one way or the other. However, and pass it on to the people who need to start making real decisions. And so I vote that we should not table the motion.
Okay. Circling back to Nancy Perlman. Nancy? All right. We have...
Evelia votes no.
Yes, I have that. Thank you, Evelia. Right. Mm-hmm.
You're about to be flooded here.
Are you coming back to other people, to myself?
No, I have everybody who's here. Hold on, I'm telling what the...
The people who passed have a chance to... You have to call on them again.
Excuse me, but I didn't hear what Michael Heiss voted. It just didn't seem to come through.
Sorry, I voted yes, but you're right. You didn't go back because Tatanka, you didn't vote either.
Right, or Christina.
Yeah.
But no,
mark me as yes, please.
And point of order, the chair only votes to make or break a chair.
That is incorrect. The chair can vote at any time.
Incorrect.
Okay, may I continue with the roll call? Christina Avalos?
Yeah, I agree with Jen. However, I just have a question. Does that mean that we could wait to hire until we get a reserve?
Yes.
Okay, then I go with Jen, what she said.
So, I'm sorry, your vote is what, Christina?
No.
All right. I never heard from Nancy Perlman. If somebody else did, please let me know.
Is she muted?
Okay, I'm going to count these up again. Hold on.
Are you waiting on Nancy?
No, I'm counting while I'm waiting.
Oh.
Is Nancy Perlman muted?
Okay, not having heard from Nancy Perlman, we have...
I haven't voted yet.
I know.
Okay.
Do you want the count to be the deal breaker or not?
Well, I'll express my opinion that the primary budget is a living document that we will rework at any time, and that the national board has said they need this as quickly as possible. So I'm going to vote no on the tabling. I understand all the reasons, but I think we can work on those reasons as we go along. I don't think there's any risk. So no is my vote.
Okay. Well, that puts it at 9 no and 7 yes. Again, not counting Nancy Perlman because I haven't heard from her. So it's...
Hi, King.
It starts at 7.
7. PM. Okay, thank you very much. I was thinking that, but...
So I assume you're still working on the vote count.
Nancy Perlman. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I got on disconnected for some reason. I've been trying for 10 minutes to get back in. I wanted to vote.
Please go ahead.
I vote no on tabling, and I vote yes on thanks. The, I don't know where you are at this point. I've been so busy pressing buttons.
We're just on the tabling right now.
Okay, no on the tabling. I guess I'm back in. I'll go back on mute. I'm sorry I got disconnected. That's the problem with the phone.
Okay. No worries. Thank you. All right. Okay. The final Thank tally you. Is 10 no, 7 yes.
Okay. All right. So I think we're going to have a discussion. I will, go ahead. What is it? Now we have the initial item on the agenda here. The motion to table, did not pass. So we go back to where we were in the agenda, which is to call the vote. Go ahead, Jan. What are we voting on?
We didn't have the discussion.
We have to discuss.
Okay. I know.
We have a 10-minute period to discuss on the agenda, and to motivate this. This is a living document. We're not going to fund this position until the building has been sold. So we do have the money to do it, and this is an investment. We've lost half of our membership and usually listenership and membership goes together in the last 3 years, and we need to get a professional to help us rebuild the station. So the motion again is resolved that the KPFK Local Station Board accept the version of the budget presented by Executive Director Stephanie Wells, which includes funding for a combined general manager programmer position to be funded once the sale of the KPFK building has been sold. And we can have a couple of pros and cons and then 10 minutes and we vote, please.
Okay.
My hand's been up.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I would vote against that, because like someone else said, we don't have the money. And also I think, Michael's been doing a great job and is amazing that he is doing it for free and has, really brought a lot of people in from the grassroots, which I think is what we're about. And that lastly, I think that the purpose of a board is to help raise money. And I think we've been tied down in a lot of minutiae. That people with a lot of talent should have been spending their time on helping us raise money. So I would vote against it. We don't have the money for this.
Okay. Next point of view. This is that Oscar? Oh.
Point of information.
Yes.
Should we be voting to either accept the motion that, the version of the budget, which Stephanie presented as version one without the program director, or version two with the program director, so that we can accept some budget today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Could you amend the motion to that to reflect that, please?
Yes. Amend the motion.
Well, so a vote. Okay. So yes, I'll. It's the same motion that a vote yes. Actually, I wouldn't amend the motion. I would say that I'll figure out how to do it, and I'll do it in the chat. Okay.
This is Michael.
Mike Heiss, go ahead.
No, I mean it's real easy. Except to move to accept the version of the budget as stated without. Hiring the general manager or program director, because Tatanka, as you just said, that's something that can be added later if the money exists. But as others have said, if we need a budget, let's have a budget, and let's not get into the general manager or program director. Whether we need it or not, we can't afford it. So let's leave it out and get a budget so we can move forward, for crying out loud.
How about this? Leave the motion as it is and say that a vote yes will be a vote to include the general manager programmer position.
And a vote no
is to accept the budget, the version of the budget without the inclusion of the general manager programmer position.
No, you don't vote no point, to point, accept yeah, something.
Point of order. Am I audible?
Well, okay, then
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, then what we have to do is
excuse
to vote.
Me.
First, we vote.
I was called. I was recognized by the chair for a point of order.
I did recognize Jan. Go ahead.
The normal way you do this is you offer a substitute motion. The substitute motion would be to accept the version of the budget without the additional payment for a combined general manager and program director. Thank you.
Jan Goodman.
Yeah, go ahead, Jan. What you got? You went mute. I can't hear you now.
Okay, we need the public.
I think the way to do it is to, if you don't want it to be version A or version B, is to vote on this motion, the motion as it is, and then if it's accepted, it's accepted. If it's not accepted, then we'll vote on the version without the program director. So we just have two votes, but we'll first do this vote and then do the other vote.
Don't we have the public to participate first before this motion is taking place?
I'm not going to answer that. I need to ask you to be recognized before you speak because there's people with their hands up right now. Okay. We're having...
Mr. Chair?
Jan is the one who offered the original motion. So what you're proposing, and then we need more discussion on this, Jan, you are proposing that we vote up or down the acceptance of both of those budgets, the left hand and the right hand, which includes the program director, right? That's what you're suggesting.
The motion is to accept the version of the budget that includes the general manager program director position.
Okay.
And now, then procedurally, just to make it clearer, to vote yes or no on that. If that loses, then we would vote yes or no on accepting the version of the budget without the program director. If we do, you know, if there's a substitute motion to, you can have a substitute motion to accept the budget without the general manager. And if that loses, then have a second vote to include the general manager. You can do it either way. I don't care. It just takes longer.
Okay. Here, I have a point of order. I'm going to call on myself. Here's the issue that I want to figure out. If I vote, I definitely vote to approve the one without the general manager. The other one, it's a matter of timing for me. And so I don't want it to be perceived if I vote on the former that we couldn't, you know, vote to add that to it like next meeting. I mean, I'm just trying to move the national board forward, but we have to make a decision either or. Is that what you're saying, basically?
No. Just to clarify, that the motion as it is says it won't be funded until the sale of the KPFK building has been sold. So that your concern that we're putting something in the budget that we don't have money to pay for is already addressed in this motion.
I see.
So you don't have to wait and do it again. Let people vote or let people speak and then let's
okay, vote. One more point of order and then we'll vote on that. We're going to have discussion anyway. Go ahead. Who has the point of order?
I'm looking to be recognized, so I'm waiting, okay?
As am I.
Okay.
John, you're waiting.
You have a lot of hands up. You have Oscar, Michael, Mike, Carlos, Rodrigo, John, and Christina.
Okay. My point of order was I kind of agree with what Tataka had said, but I wanted to say that what my understanding was what Jan said at the beginning made a lot of sense. I think if we approve it now without the general manager, funding, that will get passed and, there's not going to be a whole lot of discussion. We could always change that if we so decide. Mm-hmm. If not, there's going to be a lot of controversy and discussion. And, you know, I have to leave at one, but, it will save, I believe, a lot of time. And I hope we can do the substitute motion.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hands up and Anna's motion.
Ooh.
Who's that? I want to take a vote on
Jan's just one.
I want to take a vote on Jan's motion altogether and then see where we land.
You cannot decide that, Chair. I'm sorry, but you're not like the owner of the board. You have a stack of people and we all are entitled to our opinion. And also we have the public comment, as I understand.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
I just want to say once again, and back you up, Tatanka, people really need to be recognized and not just speak without being recognized. Thank you.
Okay. I would like to go ahead. Let's take a vote.
Point of order.
We have not had any discussion whatsoever.
You cannot take a vote like that.
Okay.
Sorry. What is it? What's wrong, man?
Do you have questions on the clarity of the vote?
No. We have okay. to have.
Okay. I'm going to have nine.
Point of order. We need 60
seconds each. Let's go in time. 60 seconds each. And we take a vote. Who's up first here? I see Oscar. Or do I see, Oscar, go ahead. And then Michael, then Mike Bressler, then Carlos, then Rodrigo, then John, then Christina, and we'll cut it off there. 60 seconds.
Okay. In the end, everything is about the I do involve one phrase or one of those mentions in the past, what they seem to be called a voice of real, something to obscure and to make things go ahead. In this case, if the national open is a budget, well, let's put that and completely ignore that motion bill that seems to be set up just to make this discussion more recurrent and recurrent. Because in the end, let's just think of something. The building is not being sold. It's an escrow. We don't have any spend regarding that. Now we're putting money into where is that. So this might be a Byzantine discussion if we call it, because we have not a building that has been sold, not if then going to think to get another manager, another person more in there is kind of crazy, even as a projection. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Michael Novick, you're up.
Yeah, I'll just say two things briefly. One is that the drop in membership, the cut in half of membership, it's not over the last 3 years. It took place 3 years ago in 2021 when about half the membership left over factional disputes over the bylaws and as a result of the pandemic. That's when the drop took place. So people should be clear about that. The second point I would make is that I served as chair of this board when we conducted the last search for a general manager, which we conducted a very serious search. We had 4 or 5 credible candidates that the board voted on, and we submitted to the executive director and were told by the national board and the ED that there was no money available to do that, to pay someone. And I was asked to take the position unpaid, which I agreed to do. I guarantee you I had no idea that 2 years later I would still be working unpaid in that position. And just to point out in terms of what people are asking someone to do, The budget reflects the fact that the payroll of this station has been reduced dramatically from what it was. That means there's no longer a business manager. There's no longer a program. Let me finish the sentence. There's no longer a program director. There's no longer a traffic coordinator. All of the people who are paid as staff members to be on the air no longer are paid. And all of that work is still being done. It's being done by volunteers, including myself, including, just people need to be aware of what the situation actually is. And it's not going to be solved magically by paying any professional, to be the program director. It will, or general manager. It will be solved if the board carried out more of its own responsibilities to raise funds for the station. And if the boycott of the station was ended by the people who've been sitting in their wallets for 4 years.
Thank you. Rodrigo, you're up, and then John, and then Christina, and then Myla and Jen.
Yes. I just want to basically, two things. One big number. Okay. Let's say Michael Novick has been helping the radio station or Pacifica as a foundation. So he has saved us $440,000, $240,000 in 3 years. So instead of trying to see how we can expand $80,000 or maybe $140,000, because he's doing actually, it's much more. He's been doing the work as program director, general manager, and he's been more active than most of us at this local station board on raising funds. He's going out there, which I haven't seen you, one of you, but maybe, I mean, like some, maybe, yeah, well, some, I would say, you know, but very, very few of you going out there, leafleting, you know, doing events with the community. Instead, what I hear, it's someone who's saying, okay, how do we spend, when you get that money, how do we spend $140,000, you know, to pay these people? I mean, do you see the logic? How can we imagine we're trying to save money? We are proposing to expend the money. And I recognize right now that we must save the money. So Michael Novick is not responsible for the falling of the foundation. We are the local station board. You know, thank you. We are responsible. We don't do our work. Instead of bringing this inside fighting, we should go out there and get our communities to bring money to the radio station. Thank you.
Thank you. John Crumshaw.
Point of order, you skipped me. Mike Bressler.
How about me?
I believe that I was the next Mike, but I will be glad to defer to you. However, I noticed that the stack that you announced, Mr. Chair, was somehow added to with Myla and Jan having the last word. And that was not the stack that you had announced. And Jan has already spoken many times about this issue. And making the motion, she also motivated the motion, which is not in order. So I think that we should recognize that every member has a right to speak and follow the right procedure. So when it's my turn, I will talk about the idea of this $140,000 expense. Thank you.
Okay, all these hands are still up. So Mike Bressler, did you get a chance to speak this round?
No.
Okay, go ahead. I'm apologizing. I don't control the hands going down, so it's hard to remember.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, thank you. You know, I just wanted to say that I think we were presented, as we all know, with two options. It's not a matter of, you know, approving this option has to be approved. So I think that at this point it would be preferable, based on the fact that the situation where we're at, to approve the version that basically says that we will not include the funding for now. If people think that that's really something that needs to be added, we can do that. But I don't view that as an immediate necessity, and it certainly is generating a lot more, you know, time-consuming controversy than I think is really necessary. Again, considering the fact that if people are, you know, really interested in that, that is something that they can look into, and the board can. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Christina?
Yeah, I was ask Stephanie, maybe if you can provide more clarifications on the pros and cons for A and B. I think that's where why we're stuck. We just need to.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is regardless of whatever budget is accepted, there will be changes made to that budget as we move forward. If you accept the one to not add the salary for a general manager and a program director, let's hope that within, 6 months, we have a good fundraising. There's been some programming changes. We've had some great community events. There's money from the proceeds of the sale of the building. And we're discussing, hey, what about the possibility of paying the staff? If you approve the one that has the outline or the projection of paying a staff member and we see 6 months down the line, you know what? We're not going to be able to reach that goal. So let's go ahead and remove that from the budget and let's take a better look at what our revenue is and what changes we can make. So either way, it's just a topic of discussion. It really, because we want to be able to look at this budget as a living document and make proactive changes, projecting what will happen down the road. So it's really just a matter of what you want to give to the NFC. There has been questions raised at some of the meetings asking some of the stations that have volunteer general managers, at what point are we going to start paying those general managers? And is that reflected in the budget? So because of those comments that I have received from individuals on other stations' budgets, that's why I opted and added that extra column. Because it will be brought up most likely at the NFC and at the PNB. Is there consideration being made for the potential and the possibility of paying a general manager and a program director in this upcoming year?
Oh, thank you. That helped. Okay.
One other question, Stephanie, from me on that. When you hire somebody, I was assuming that Michael would be a candidate, Michael Novick would be a candidate along with others. Is that correct?
The hiring of general managers is done by a search committee that is led and managed by the LSB. So the LSB will form a management search committee, and we're doing this right now at two of the other stations. Okay. Resumes are posted. They come in. A group does the initial interviews. They make their recommendations to me. And then I do my series of interviews, and then it's a group, we hire someone.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That was the end of it. Let's call a vote on what we have on the.
Carlos, you have Carlos and Milo.
Hello. Yes. I'm sorry, Tatanka, for speaking without being recognized. My hands.
Who
been
is
up.
Speaking? I don't know who's speaking.
It's Carlos Zavala who's speaking.
Oh, hi, Carlos.
Yeah, I've had my hand up for a while, and I'd just like to recognize that. I think just we should just vote on sending the spreadsheet with both conditions: one showing if we don't sell the building, one showing if we do sell the building. I mean, and it's unfortunate, I think, understanding Southern California real estate, that we didn't sell the building at the highest point of the market for commercial property, and maybe because I think we would have had a lot more money to set aside to actually potentially buy property when there is a recession. Unfortunately, it's nice to pay our bills and get that stuff out of the way so that we can start using the money that we bring in to accumulate. So I'm in favor of voting for just showing it as it is, like Stephanie has, and just get it out of the way so they know in New York what we're going through. Thank you.
And what you're pointing out is that it passes the present budget. And it only passes the one with the addition if the building is sold, because that's the precondition for it.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's
point
take
of
a,
order.
Let's take a vote on this.
Excuse me. I still I'm the last on the
point of order. Go ahead.
Just point of order, but the assumption in the motion is that what's going on right now is insufficient in terms of a general manager. So
true.
That's there's the rub.
That's not a point of order.
Well, one thing I feel is that the general manager will need to be a paid position, because whether it's Michael Novick or someone else, we just can't keep on doing this to somebody. He's been working really hard to get what's been getting done, done.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Okay.
Talk on next on the stack.
Go ahead. And then Jan, we've got to move this on.
Okay. So, Mike Bresler might have made a good point about moving this issue forward, but he did not offer a substitute motion. I would like to offer a substitute motion that we simply pass the budget that does not include a paid position for general manager and program director at this time. And that's my substitute motion, that we pass that budget.
Pardon me. You need to talk with Jan.
It's the body's motion.
It's a substitute motion.
Yes.
To pass the, in order to expedite the meeting, get on with the meeting. We've already had a lot of debate, and I would like to offer a substitute motion.
Okay. And Robert says, if there's a substitute motion, that's on the floor. We take care of that and go back to the first one. Is that right?
Well, we vote on the substitute, which is to approve of the budget.
All right. That would
include the manager and program director position.
Well, I don't think anybody
I second that.
Okay.
Harvey seconds.
Thank you, Carlos. So it's been motioned and seconded.
That was Harvey that seconded.
Oh, Harvey. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
Okay.
May I be ready?
So is everybody clear on what the motion is now?
I am not, and I'm trying to make a record, and no, I do not know exactly the language of the motion.
Okay. Go ahead. Make it succinct and clear.
Thank you. I'll do my best. The substitute motion is that the KPFK local station board approves the fiscal year 2025 budget that does not include the positions of the salaries of for a general manager and a program director.
Okay.
And I call the question.
Is that a hand to, that has been seconded. Is that a hand for Jan? Is that clarification, Jan? Point of order? Or is that?
I call the question.
I already heard that, Rodrigo. We got it. Okay.
Okay.
Motioned and seconded. Everybody clear on what the motion is? Okay. Secretary, take the roll.
Rodrigo Argueta Vargas.
Yes.
Christina Avalos. I'm sorry?
I pass for right now.
Mike Bresler.
Yes.
Tatanka, I'll come back to you. Rachel Brunke.
Yes. She said she passed.
Excuse me?
Never mind. Keep
that was Stu Cohen Johnson voting yes.
And this is Rachel Brunke. I vote yes.
Thank you, Rachel.
No, I'm correcting. Christina said pass. Christina said pass. She did.
Yes, ma'am. I have that. Please stop shouting at me. I have it noted. Abstain.
Yeah, she'd abstain.
Abstain is different than pass.
Excuse me?
Abstain is different than pass.
That is, I am taking down exactly verbatim what the woman said. She said abstain.
I think she said pass.
Okay. Does somebody want to sub in and do this? Would somebody like to take over?
Point of order. We have a secretary. Let the secretary do her work.
Thank you, Mr. Cromshaw.
Thank you.
you are up, Mr. Cromsho. How do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Ace Estwick.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Nancy Perlman.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you.
Okay.
Myla Reason.
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Yeah, yes.
And Carlos Zavala. Carlos?
Yes.
Thank you. Couldn't hear you.
Sue voted yes, yes.
Oh, I have that. Yes, I certainly do. Christina Avalos, did you want to change your vote?
No.
Okay, so are you, just so that we don't have to cover that ground over and over again, are you abstaining or are you passing?
Abstaining.
Thank you, as I thought. Tatanka Bricka, did you want to cast a vote or are you?
Yeah, I'll go yes.
Thank you. Okay, it is unanimous with the exception of Ms. Avalos. Yes.
Okay. Let's all take a deep breath. Thank you, everybody, for so much patience. If the time now is 1:06, and
the public participation.
Pardon me. I'm in the middle of a sentence. The time is 1:06. We're at the IGM report. We haven't had public comment. We haven't had the committee reports. We have the natural board report. We have another public comment. So as it stands, just so that everybody knows, we were aiming to be finished, you know, in about 8 minutes. And we have, just so you know, on the timing, about 15, 25, 30, 45, 50, 65. We have over an hour to go, just so you know. Okay. All right. Deep breath. Michael, you are up.
I'll be brief. I did submit a written report. That report is also available online. If you go to kpfk.org and click on blogs, there's a blog for the general manager's report and for the program, national board directors' reports. And both of those that were submitted have been posted. Briefly, I would encourage the local station board to think about ways that the board can participate in raising funds for the station. I laid out a few important options. I did meet with the fundraising committee. I'm glad to see that was constituted. And I also appreciate Nikki Hahn having attended the FCC compliance training. And I would urge all the board members actually to take that to understand the regulatory environment that we're operating in, which is very strict and makes the on-air fundraising extremely difficult, as any of the staff members or programmers will tell you. But I urge you to take it. There's another one on Wednesday. There is a film screening going on. There's, Saturday night, there's still some tickets available. And for Sunday, that would benefit KPFK for the screening of Vigilantes, Inc. We've been airing it on the station, sponsorship or underwriting announcement of that film. It's been in the dispatch a couple of times. It's on the front page of the website. And coming up also to the end of the month, the Spanish language programs are doing another fundraiser, as they've been doing almost monthly. I believe that's September 28th, and maybe one of them can say more details, but we'll have it up on the website as soon as all the details are available. But I would encourage members of the board to think about donor stewardship, which is how most nonprofits raise their money. And as I said earlier, I'll be meeting with the membership department. We have paid off the arrears to Allegiance, which is the platform that does our donor database and processes our donations. And I want to take full advantage of that in terms of segmenting the membership so that we can identify, you know, people's areas of interest and find people who will communicate with them on a more regular basis. If you can help build up the membership of the dispatch, I think that's another important role people can play. And if someone on the board is interested in working on the underwriting program, we have done some underwriting in addition to the stuff that Maggie LaPique has been doing for a long time with cultural venues and music performances, but we need to increase that revenue stream. It's very clear that we have tapped out the existing audience with repeated on-air fund drives. We try to minimize the disruptions. There's a bunch of special programming coming up. I'll point out Mitch Jesurich will be hosting the national debate between Trump and Harris for Pacifica for 2 hours Tuesday. And then following that, he's doing a special program for us and KPFA, taking listener calls and also trying to raise some funds for the station. So please spread the word about that. It will be in the dispatch again later today. And next month there is a plan for a free and equal elections, doing a open, independent presidential debate that would probably include a number of other candidates besides the major parties. And the major party candidates are also invited. So we'll plan to air that as well. And we will be in a fund drive again in October. I've talked with the staff. There's a staff meeting this Thursday where we want to work on best practices for on-air fundraising and how to prepare for that fund drive. And I would urge members of the board to participate in that as well. We also have a tech task force meeting scheduled for Friday to look at some serious technical challenges container faces. The heat is one of them because of the heat wave, but that also impacts actually on the, not only on the comfort of the staff, but on the operation of the equipment. We've had blackouts both at the station itself and up on Mount Wilson. Southern California Edison had a blackout that was very disruptive. The chief engineer has been up to Mount Wilson several times to try to correct problems, and he's been up to Santa Barbara, where I think we have finally restored 98.7 to the air. But we're operating basically below our normal capacity because of failing power supplies that are obsolete and no longer being manufactured by the proprietary owners. We have three of them out for repair and refurbishment. If those work, we will be hopefully bring the signal back up to full strength as soon as possible. I'll leave it at that. People, you know, have, I'm sure have questions. And as I say, the report is online for people who, you know, I would have put it in the chat, but the chat is disabled, which I think is unfortunate. But if you go to the website, kpfk.org, and click on blogs, you'll see a blog for the general manager and a blog for the national directors.
Thank you, Michael. First up is Myla.
Yeah, in the interest of time, I just want to encourage everybody to read the IGM report that's at kpfk.org. And I think that as soon as possible, we should move on to listener comments.
All right. Thank you. I'll call on myself. Yeah, I was going to encourage people, if you can't remember all that Michael said, read his report. And secondly, a question. Is the training the same one that we all took before the FEC training?
Yeah, Wednesday is the FCC training. I don't think everybody took it. You probably took it because you've been on the air, but most of the local stage board members have not.
Yeah, it's really good because it's, you know, we really have to be up on that. It's dangerous if we don't know what to do in a fundraising situation.
Yeah, I'll just say that we have had two violations since people took the training, and programs have had to be suspended as a result.
Okay. Rodrigo? Oh, no, first Oscar, and then Rodrigo.
Well, Michael, I already answered one of my questions. If even though taking the training, we might have incidents regarding that. And if just especially for help, both to the LSV, to the public, and of course people from staff, if there is a way probably without not naming names, but to refer to the nature of those violations. And second point, if there is it's going to be at some point an invitation, a formal invitation for people interested and participate on the membership department as a volunteer. There is something that we need to regain. I mean, it will be really great for the, you know, for a listener who's been, probably he forgot that he made a donation or something like that, all of a sudden to receive something, whatever, from KPFK. I think that will be an interesting source of trying to regain, expired or lapsed memberships. And hopefully somebody from the LSB or different places will get to it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. WBI has had a lot of success in using volunteers to fulfill pledges, and we'll look into that here as well.
Thank you. Rodrigo.
One thing is that I reported many times. I'm also a board operator besides, you know, doing the program. But, you know, I reported already to you, Michael, the issue with the answering system. It is another thing that is affecting us a lot, but I'm saying a lot, right? People that que habla español llama y no pueden contestarle en español, ¿no? Inglés y yo lo hice ya tres veces y eso no resuelve ningún problema. Entonces necesitamos resolver eso. The second thing I rate down it like the issue of the premium department. Premium department is not sending the stuff, so we got tons and tons of stuff they didn't send. You know that's affecting us too. It's not your fault, you know, but you have to look into it, please. No, and the last thing I want to commend the people who did the workshop in Espanol for us, you know, like a lot of people participated when they did the workshop for, you know, the FCC thing, training. See, they were more sensible than most of us right here at the local station board. They did it. The national board took care, you know, did with and everything was done perfectly. So thank you so much.
Yeah. I should mention that we did do the candidate forms on air in English and Spanish with translation, and all those are on the website. And I would encourage everyone to vote. We are not, people might have seen it as an attachment, at least at the PNB level to the director's report, but we're not at quorum for this station for either staff or listeners. We need at least 10% of the listeners to vote. I think we're only about half of that. And we need 25% of the staff to vote, and we're at just about half of that. So if anybody here is on staff and can encourage other staff members to vote, please do so. And I've checked with the NES about whether it's acceptable for me to send out a reminder to the entire staff to please go ahead and vote with the sending them the statements from all the staff candidates. We have been encouraging people in each of the dispatches, and there are carts on the air. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Michael. So now we're into public comment. This is for 15 minutes, 90 seconds first time speaking, 60 seconds second time speaking, but only if all those wishing to speak have already spoken. So everybody gets to speak once before somebody can speak twice. And how you doing over there, Mike, on the timekeeping?
Yeah, he's been holding up the stopwatch to the screen.
Whoop, I can't hear you.
You're muted.
Yeah, he knows.
Mike's been holding up the stopwatch to the screen at the time.
Okay, well, he'll put his hand up when the time is up and I'll have to be vocal or someone else will. Okay, so this is for non-LSB members. And first up is Ruth Strauss, and then we have Margot, and then we have
Sasha.
Then we have Sasha. Okay. Go ahead, Ruth. You're up.
Hi. Thank you. Is Stephanie still on the call with us?
You know what? It looks like we just left. I mean, she had a family thing and she said she could stay an hour. I think she stayed almost 2.5 hours, but.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll take this up with her. We definitely need a Nielsen rating. This business about having the board pony up for, I mean, yes, it is true that the board is helpful in raising money, but the reason why we're doing so poorly is because of the programming, or at least that's certainly in part, and I've, you know, gotten that from countless people that I run into in social events. I realize Michael has, you know, been gracious to be the manager, but unfortunately, he's made a lot of unilateral program decisions. He's never done a program council, which he had talked about a
you
lot.
You know what, Ruth? Let's not do an evaluation of Michael right now, please.
Okay. I'm talking about what has happened with fundraising. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And there needs to be a program council. There was a questionnaire that was sent out. Michael has said that, you know, he didn't get a response from that. We have disinformation, going out daily over the Rebel Alliance news, which, let's put the manager as well aware of. Nothing has been done about that. That's alienated a lot of donors. So, the problem is not necessarily the LSB in terms of raising money. A lot of it is the programming and the lack of oversight of programming or lack of any input from listeners on programming. So I'll just leave it at that for the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to make a plug for Vic, who's in Armenia right now, for taking on that program oversight committee. Go ahead, Margo.
Oops. Oh, I unmuted. Okay. I want to say thank you to the idea that you're finally voted for not, you finally got through some bureaucracy. But I wanted to just say about money and all these other things. Every other group I've been in since there's always been regular forms of fundraising. And there's a special way to do it. Girl Scouts, we sold cookies. I had to learn to go door to door. Every other group has a formal fundraising project. And one of the big things that finally may be getting started is having outreach at every single event that's publicized in any way on KPFK, that the cafe, that whatever it is, the used to be one, and everybody has to have tables there. That person who does gets in there and makes, you know, gets a chance to see the performances for free. But the voting KPFK, I do it every single place I go for my minor dues that I pay, but I tell everybody about it. But I wanted to say that this meeting did go better because you finally listened to the people saying that they had a simple solution, and that I think that we need to really say that we have unique programming, and each programmer, I'm really glad that some of them are saying at the end, we don't have even a formal fund drive, but are always open to having you donate to us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that is, I think, the way that we can get more people to turn on to the station and do it. But there should be a regular fundraising committee that does this. The American Association of University Women has meals at places, at restaurants, where 4% of what the restaurants gets in from the people who bring a little coupon gets donated to the American Association of University Women. There's a lot
of... That's your time, Margo.
Okay.
I just want to say I do see your hand now, Sheila. Sorry. I don't know how long it's been up, but I've got you on the list. And Myla is, you know, just behind the scenes doing tech stuff. So what do you have to say, Myla? I know it's not.
Oh, just a point of order. I just wanted to let everybody know, in the interest of time, that the bylaws do not require us to have listener comments during electronic meetings. We do that because we want to hear from our listeners, but we don't have to adhere to the 30 minutes prescribed for in-person.
Yeah. Thank you for that comment. I mean, I learned that I think we're one of the only stations that does it. So we want to hear you. We're listening. Okay, Sasha, you're up. And then, let's see. Who was it? And then I think Sheila, and then Stephen, were you up? Stephen. Anyway, go ahead, Sasha. Thought I saw Stephen up.
Yes, my name is Ruth Rask. I'm not sure I got a message. No. I know you guys are very good about doing.
Hello. Can somebody mute Ruth, please?
Hello. Can you hear me? For some reason, I cannot put my hand down, so I do not have my hand raised.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, Stephen. Thanks for that clarification. Sasha, you're up.
Thank you. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been on this call from the beginning, I was at 100% on my phone, and for some reason, my phone hasn't been charging. I'm at 1%, so if I get cut off in the middle, I won't even be able to get back,
back on this call. There it is. Bye.
You're a little bit, we can't hear you right now. Wait, I heard you in the start, but right now there's silence on our end. Okay, well, if you call back in, we'll put you back on. S, who is S? You're up, S, you're up.
Yeah, I posted a graph instead of my face.
Okay.
It shows that three of the stations in the network have stabilized their membership and two haven't. That would be KPFK and WBAI. When I look at the numbers, it looks like WPFW is the best performing station, followed by KPFA and then KPFT. When we look to address the challenges, we might look within the network to see what they're doing to maybe emulate it, and what they're doing that, or what they're doing could improve the station's outcome. So thank you.
Thank you. Just a comment. I know every time I hear from our LSB national board members, I mean, Jan, Harvey, Myla, Avelia, they come back with all these great ideas from the other stations. So that's a great, great idea. Call in user number two. You're up. You need to unmute. And then I am going to call on.
Hi. Can you hear me? Is that me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. Thanks. Hello, everyone. I'm sorry that you felt pressured to vote on that budget. There are a number of problems with what was presented and how it was presented. You have no idea what the carrying costs would be aside from someone's salary in terms of benefits, but you've just, you feel the need to, because someone says it's urgent. Our fiscal year begins on October 1st. I don't think the PNB has reviewed all five stations' budgets or necessarily the other three budgets, which would be the archives, the depopulated archives, the affiliate program, or the national office. There's the eight budgets. I don't think they've approved eight budgets for the fiscal year that's ending in 3 weeks. So for folks to tell you, oh, no, you've got to hurry up and get it to the NFC, you've got to vote today, when you just got, most of you just got hit with the massive news that the whole building sale went through, fell through, and that instead of putting it back on the market to see what it would be, someone went through a list of people who were interested more than a year ago and said, hey, you guys, it's available. You know, I don't think that was a good business decision. And I certainly think that the board should have been fully informed of that when it happened. It didn't happen last week. So information is being hidden from you, and then you're being manipulated into a false sense of urgency. Please listen to the national Sorry?
Time.
Okay, let me just wrap up. Please go to kpftx.org. That's the meeting calendar for Pacifica. Listen to the Finance Committee meetings. Find out what's really happening.
Thank you so much. Sheila, you're up.
Oh, thanks a lot. First of all, I'm a member of WBAI and Pacifica Fight Back, and I wanted to invite everybody here to our second national town hall, which is going to take place in 2 weeks on September 21st on a Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And we're dedicating it to Leonard Peltier and Mumia Abu-Jamal. Leonard's going to be 80 years old, I think on the 12th. And we've invited one of your former programmers, the notorious Ian Masters, to debate the issue of Mumia, because Ian Masters, in case you don't know, thinks that Mumia is guilty and that all of us who think he's innocent are dupes. So please come to the National Town Hall. We're hoping that Ian Masters will come, that he'll show up and we can take him on this issue. As you know, he's been given 9 hours at KPFA, a station that only has 1 hour for Asian communities, Asian Pacific Islander communities. The other thing is, in case you don't know, Hands Off Uhuru, please go to their website, handsoffuhuru.org. They're on trial right now. I know some people just think they're Russian dupes, but they're fighting for all of us. This is a trial for the First Amendment.
Time.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sheila. 562, ending in 149. You're up. Michael, how are we doing on time?
You got about 5 minutes or so.
Okay,
left
go ahead.
Segment.
Go ahead, Paula.
Yes, this is Bella DeSoto. Thanks. Tatanka, you need to know the difference between an amendment to a motion and a regular motion. Okay, there is a distinction that caused a lot of lost time today. This board continues to violate the bylaws Article 4, Section 10, which is the replacement of vacancies. Three individuals continue not to attend this meeting. This is a major violation since January. They should have been replaced at your April 2024 meeting. And those individuals are Veronica Bezerra, Oye.
Okay. Anthony, you're up. I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
What happened? I was muted by Myla Reese, and this is Bella.
Well, there are some things that you're saying that are not factually correct, but that's okay.
Oh, let her continue. Right, let her continue. Come on, it's the public, and it's our station.
Yeah, she should get her time, and then we can respond. Anthony, go ahead, and then we'll give her back what time.
Okay, thank you, and good afternoon to everyone. I'm Anthony Fest. I am a programmer and LSB member at KPFA. I heartily second the remarks of Sheila Hamanaka. I also congratulate you at Kay on having a exceptionally hardworking and innovative general manager. And the fact that he's doing all this for nothing is just quite incredible. I say no monetary compensation. I mean, obviously spiritual compensation, I hope. Even though I admire his work, I also have programming suggestions. You've got some excellent programs in the Chris Hedges report, the Ralph Nader report, Middle East in Focus. They deserve better than to be on Sundays when not as many people are listening. I would put them on weekdays. The other thing, look at, you read the mission statement at every meeting. My LSB never reads the mission statement. But look at paragraph 3, in radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community. Are any of our stations doing that? You know, mine certainly is not. Conducting classes and workshops and the writing of producing drama. You know, we had one comedy show on our air, and it was abruptly canceled. So, I mean, Kay is obviously in difficult circumstances right now, but I strongly suggest you look into actually implementing paragraph 3 of the mission statement. Thank you.
Time. Thank you, Anthony. How are we doing on time, Michael?
4 or 5 left. Men's.
4 or 5 still? Oh, we had 4 or 5 a couple of people.
Point of order.
No, it started at 11:19. Okay, so yeah, we're about at the 15 minutes. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. Myla?
I was just going to say point of order. We've exhausted the stack. Oh. And I think in the interest of time, we need to plow ahead.
All right, let's see, where are we?
So, are you going to give time to Bella Soto that you muted her?
Was that, I'm not sure if that was, I've given Myla permission when somebody is naming other people and it's unethical.
No, it doesn't matter because it's factual information. So please.
Because we're watching people who aren't.
I'm sorry. She was not defaming anyone. She was providing information.
Well.
Oscar, you are, even though not recognizing, summoning to that indignation of not enough people, I think, especially people from the public. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah. Myla, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah. Why was she taken off the air?
She started.
Excuse me now because it's got feedback.
Go ahead. Go ahead now.
When it's improper to start naming people and making accusations about people, whether they're, it's against our rules of decorum.
Yeah, because I do want to state that I'm aware of one of those people, having three meetings that were not excused. The other two, I don't think.
Public comment. She has a right to speak. You guys are out of order.
The point at which we have agreed as a station is when somebody's name is named, instead of taking all the time to have that person respond, which often they're not even present, that when somebody is named doing something, that it can be seen as maligning, especially if it turns out in this case that there are at least one, perhaps two of those people did not fit with what she said. So I was just asking Myla, was that the reason for taking her off? Otherwise, as you know, I like Bella. I've always given her more time than she's been allowed. Okay.
Sorry, but you're totally wrong. She must be allowed to say what she wants to say. This is public opinion, public comment. You are violating the bylaws. Sorry to say it. And Myla is not the owner of this local station board. She cannot be muting and unmuting whether she liked it or not, whatever we say. I mean, you are allowing something to,
the reason I asked Myla that question, I think she probably had 30 seconds or 15 seconds to go. So it'd be funny for me to hear it. Even though
she was 40 seconds into 90.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Point of order.
Okay. So
we passed our time certain. I'd like to move to adjourn. I don't think that's debatable.
What
adjourn?
Myla, just a second. If she wants to take her last 20 seconds, as you know, I'm fine with that. I don't want her using other names that when people who aren't here, because it gets into a dicey area, but that's all right. Go ahead. Yeah. Where is she? Rodrigo, it's not your time. It's her time. We're trying to restore. Okay.
No, thank you. But just please do your job, my friend. Let's say it.
All right. She's got about 50 seconds remaining.
How many?
50.
Oh, okay. Where is she? If she calls in, we'll put her on later. Is she here?
Bella.
I am here. I have been muted.
I know you have. I have been, 50 seconds.
Please do not take my time, Tatanka. Let me speak.
He's telling you what time you have left.
What you are doing is you are managing what you should not be managing. You should be learning how to run a meeting.
I don't take time, me giving you information. Your time hasn't started yet. Now your time starts. Okay.
Okay. This board continues to violate Article 4, Section 10, which is replacement of vacancies. The three individuals I mentioned before have continued to be absent. The reason why this violation continues is because your board, you know who, is trying to undo, kill the bylaws as they stand, which is the democratic tenet of the Pacifica National Board bylaws, which ensures that all the candidates that do not make it into the board the first round remain on standby.
And as vacancies open up during the year, they are immediately brought on. But the reason why this has not been done is because, of course, the people on the waiting list do not support the New Day agenda. I continue to speak about this at every of your meetings.
I know.
You illegally canceled the August meeting. You had no right to do that. That was unheard of. On his story,
your time is up. I understand it, Myla. Your time is up. Okay, now we're going on to the next item. We exceeded our 15 minutes. Pacific.
I'm sorry. There was a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, there was a motion to adjourn. I second.
I'm sorry. I have something important that I think people care about, opening up the chat. I would take 1 minute for this. There's also a cool event that we're planning. I mean,
okay.
It's on our agenda. Can we just?
Yeah, but if we're adjourning, I mean, what do you mean by adjourn?
The motion to adjourn is not debatable.
Like adjourn the meeting?
We have a time certain to adjourn. It's not debatable.
Yeah, but
we wasted a lot of time.
Wasted a lot of time on a whole motion ended up being unanimously put down because it was spreading an agenda that's
business. I would like to amend the motion that after hearing the announcement, we adjourn.
Okay, we are now. Help me, someone. Where we are? Are we now at?
We're at item 4.
After hearing the announcement, we adjourn. I am making an amendment.
All right. We're at committee reports. I'm showing where we are. We're at committee reports. Then we have the national board report. Then we have public comment. Then we have new business, which includes combining our committees of fundraising and outreach and approving that. And then the open chat proposal. And
with
then,
the vote.
And then, LSB member community announcement and adjourn. The new business normally comes after we do the old business. So executive director, wait a second, number 4.
LSB committee reports.
LSB committee reports. We don't have Vic is had an excused absence. He accepted a speaking engagement in Armenia. He will be back for the next meeting. Fundraising committee and outreach committee.
Hello. This is Nancy Perlman. Nick. I need to know if there's a vote you need a quorum for because I have to leave for a 2 o'clock event.
The things that are coming up for a vote are scheduled at the end, and that's to combine the committees and the open chat.
Yeah.
All right. If you have a quorum, I've got to go. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. You're up for your report, please. We're trying to get through the program.
There was a motion to adjourn. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Nikki.
There was a motion to adjourn. So I make an amendment to that motion that we hear, you know, our friend right here who has some announcement and then adjourn. Now we're going back to the whole agenda. So can you please make sure that we are in the same place, you know, in the same path?
The motion to adjourn is not debatable.
Okay. Well, can I make an amendment that after hearing the announcement or is not amended?
It's not an announcement.
Announcements
there's more
are at
business.
The end of the meeting and a lot of people have had to leave because the meeting went on very long. Sorry.
So we adjourn. Okay.
There's a motion to adjourn.
We are on fundraising and outreach committee report by Nikki Hahn.
But there was a motion to adjourn. We voted yes, not, but there was a motion. I don't know if it was second. That's the first thing.
I don't think it was a seconded, and I objected because there's just business, and if people would look at the agenda, we promised to be very quick.
Okay, fine. For me, it's fine. I'm just like the proper procedure. You know, that's it. If it was not second, then it doesn't have to be taken into account.
Now we apologies for this interruption, but we all have to thank Ms. Ms. Jan Goodman for explaining all these things, just because in the end, everything came to where it was in the beginning, as the scripture said. Thank you.
Fundraising committee report, please. You know, we set an agenda and we agreed to it. And so I would like to follow what we're doing. And Nikki has a report. Let's show her some respect. Come on, Nikki.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so this is going to be with both Rachel Brunke and I. I'm just going to move right to what is going on next, which is that we are organizing a town hall meeting. And this is something that is required that we do twice a year, and we are incorporating this into the fundraising and hopefully the fundraising and outreach committee, which we're supposed to vote on later. So yes, this is a chance for the community to come together and talk to the LSB members, which is us. So we're trying to organize this, and we would like for November, and we'd like as many people to show up as possible so that we can actually have good interactions, so that we can have interactions with the community between our members here. And so, Rachel, do you want to talk a little bit about what we are in the works of planning?
Yeah, just 1 minute. So we were at the outreach committee, and it was suggested that we move forward with this town hall. And so that is part of the bylaws. So we decided also to like expand it, not just be like, you know, a town hall, but be fundraising, be political, and that we're going to have it for one of the 2 weekends after the election, very political. And our thought is that Los Angeles is going to want to get together, whatever the results of the election, people are going to want to get together and act and do something. So KPFK can be the place where people go. We already are looking at a venue, potentially the one where there was another huge meeting with Dr. Gerald Horn in Leimert Park at the Black Lives Matter venue. And we're hoping for that one. But just we're going to have meetings. Everyone's involved, whether you're on the board, off the board, whatever. They're going to be held every 2 Wednesdays, starting on Wednesday, September 18th. And they will be for 1 hour Zoom, 7 to 8 p.m. And we'll send everybody the Zoom link. And please come on and help us organize this. I don't have time to go over what Nikki and I were talking about ideas, but it's all still open and we're excited about it. And thank you to the outreach committee for suggesting that we move forward on this.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Nikki. Are you through, Nikki?
Yeah, I want to say thank you also to everyone who attended the fundraising meeting. It was great to have Michael there, Tatanka, Rachel's participating, Jan, Myla. So thank you everyone for being there. And I will email everyone about things we weren't able to talk about today. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Terrific. That's what happens when we get people willing to put time in together. Okay, Committee of Inclusion is Avelia still with us? You still here, Avelia?
Yes, I'm still here.
Go ahead.
Well, look, respectfully, I mainly wish to say no, the Committee of Inclusion has not met the way it should. I would love for people who are interested in being a part of it. We need a director and 3 LSB members to say yes. To monitor programming and staffing with the LSB, to improve the diversity of election candidates. And I would say finally to monitor the diversity of the participation with the GM, local committees, and all of that. We're looking for people who are not represented or who are underrepresented. I especially was looking for the address, phone number, anything of our LSB member Rodrigo Argueta Vargas, mainly because he brings up a good issue about translators, but it's not as simple as that, Rodrigo, unless you have some suggestions. Every translator I know worth 2 cents is charging money. So please, I'm sure if someone has some good ideas, I'm interested. I think we need a real meeting, and I will address that at the next meeting, if that's okay with the chair and the LSV members. But have we been talking to people who are not there's no run of the mill here, but I'm especially looking for Asians. Anyone who fits into that category, that they be involved with the membership of our KPFK LSB. Of course, I'm looking for African Americans all the time, but there are some problems and I'll discuss that the next time. That's the main thing. Rodrigo, reach out to me, please. And we'll come with a full convening of a meeting, what we came up with. And if anybody's willing to help me understand how to convene the meeting, now I'm honest. I've got a lot to say. I can do things, but I don't know a dang thing about convening a meeting. So I'm willing to learn if someone wants to tell me what to do. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Avea. Thank you for your willingness to do this. I know it wasn't on your plate when you started, but you stepped up when it's needed. Okay, so where we are now is we have finished the committee reports. We're now at the Pacifica National Board report, and Myla has agreed to do that for all the board members. Myla, you're up.
Okay, so the written report was sent to all local station board members, and it is posted under blogs at kpfk.org. The only thing that that I would like to say publicly right now is that elections are underway to elect half of the people for the local station board. You should have received your ballot on or about August 18th. If you need to find your ballot, instructions are at Pacifica Elections website, which is linked to in our director's report. And so I just want to keep it short because we're way over time now. And again, I would like to make a motion to adjourn because we're way past our time certain to adjourn. A motion to adjourn is not debatable if there is a second.
Jan Goodwin.
I second.
Yeah.
We have an important vote about the chat.
A motion to adjourn is not debatable.
Okay, let's take a vote. Motion to adjourn, and then let's take the vote. And then we'll get to the chat. I want to continue this meeting. Go ahead. Secretary.
I don't understand. If we're motioning to adjourn, we stop the meeting. So there's no continuation.
And then we would continue it next time.
I'm just going to say if that
not
happens.
Not debatable.
Okay. Then immediately when we vote to install the chat, the chat should be enabled at that next meeting. It's too late now anyway. I would accept that and not like totally.
It's not up to you. Not debatable.
Okay, Tatanka, please next meeting when the vote is up that the chat should be immediately then instituted because I think it will go that way. We can't have another meeting with no chat.
Secretary, please take the roll call on this.
Totally in agreement, to the open, must be open for everyone.
Is it my turn yet?
It's anti-democratic to be president.
I'm waiting for the vote, for the roll call, or how many people would indicate that they want to end the meeting right now? If we see a hand vote. I don't know. I can't see a hand vote.
Okay. Just call the roll, please.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Leslie.
Well, I'm waiting for open airspace.
Go ahead.
Rodrigo Argueta Vargas.
Yes. Yes.
Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Mike Bressler. Mike Bressler.
He's gone.
I think he had to leave.
Rachel Brunke.
No, we had 10 more minutes left.
Sue Cohen Johnson. Sue Cohen.
No, Sue says no.
John Cromshow. Ace Eswick.
Abstain.
Sorry?
Abstain.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
Yes.
Hugh
yes.
Perlman.
I think she left.
Oh, that's right. Myla Reason.
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa.
No, to keep with the agenda, please.
Harvey Wasserman.
He had to leave.
Carlos Zavala.
Yes, and please have a good day.
Give me a moment to tally these up. Tatanka, did you want to cast a vote?
No, just add them up. Let's see.
Okay. Nine in favor. Three, no. One abstain. Four, no answer.
And what?
Four, no answer. Apparently they've left the meeting.
Okay.
Tonka, do you want to announce that the meeting is adjourned at this time?
I didn't get the yes vote.
Nine yes.
Okay. All right.
Three no. So, one abstain. Four absent.
Okay. So we are going to end the meeting now. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to say to Rachel that I think we should put that agenda item very first the next time we get together. And both those items first. And thank you for, let's all do a little soul searching and say, each of us, how could this have gone better? I have some ideas, but we really need to have some sense of time on what we're doing. And if you think I schedule things too tightly, let me know. I'm open to improving. And have a great week. Have a great day. And I guess the only other thing I want to say is I am beneath it all heartened because everybody here is really wanting the best for KPFK. So as we work together, the more we work together, the more we respect people who walk the talk and walk the walk and show out. And, you know, those leaders will come to the top and they will attract others. And hopefully we will have a democratic republic to operate in. It's very, very important, I think, to all of us. So let's expect that we're going to work very hard in our own ways on the election. And then we're going to continue to work very hard to make sure election is certified and that we have a peaceful transfer of power. That's, I think, a preferable way to go about the nation's business compared to the alternative. All right. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for showing up. This is on, it is now time 1:59 PM Pacifica time. Yes, hands off Uhuru, and the meeting is now adjourned.
And it is now Sunday, September 8th, 2020.
It is still September. I have a brother whose birthday, and when he was little, he says his birthday is September of the 8th. So, Barry, happy birthday. It's September of the 8th, your birthday.
Thank you, Tatanka. Thanks,
everyone. Yes, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Have a nice evening.